Local Sports, Kane Radio, AM 1240.
Welcome to our broadcast of Catholic High Football. Tonight's contest will pit the Panthers against the visiting Lorville Tigers. We're here at Catholic High at Panther Stadium, and the Panthers come in at 2-3, 2-0 in district, and are coached by, of course, Brennan Des, and play in District 7AA. Meanwhile, the Tigers are coached by Terry Martin in his second year, and the Panthers come in trying to go 3-0 in district. Meanwhile, Tigers come in 3-2 with wins over Central Catholic of Morgan City, Elton, and Homer Christian, and losses to Erath and Franklin. Of course, this game is huge for both teams, as it usually is. It controls the bragging rights here in the parish. Anyway, of course, this game is brought to you in part by Alfred Aqua Insurance, Armentour Jewelry, Spanish Lake Market, Hikeman, Villain Groves, Gulf of America Wild Rope, Romero's Power Sports, The Landscape Ranch, Sefter Wealth Management, Hennigan Team Dentistry, Hike and Hike Attorneys, Freeman's Furniture, Action Specialties, Tommy Romero, candidate for Sheriff, Allstate Credit, R&R Glass, Landry Watkins, Rapaski and Bro, Pelican Driving School, Coca-Cola of New Iberia, Arsenal Ford, Iberia Medical Center, McDonald's, your local McDonald's, Shirtile Apartments, Aquata Tavern, J.P. Thibodeau, D.A. Bo Dewey, Abears Garden Center, Acadiana Hearing Center, Dana Dugas, candidate for State Rep, District 48, Sugar Oats, Judy's Building Supplies, the Village Market, Bayrod Transportation, of course, Home Furniture, and we're going to be back with more pregame after this brief message. You're listening to Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5. We'll be right back.
Roy Patusini here. Again, thanks for the continued growth here at Just Like That Auto Sales and Rental. I'm celebrating 30 years as a notary public, and as the seasons change, we change with them. It's even looking like Christmas around here. So for auto sales, auto rentals, inspections, and notaries, come see us at 618 James Street, New Iberia. We offer a large variety of vehicles from sales or daily rentals. So come on by for an enjoyable experience, but we stop making coffee at 3 o'clock.
In 1945, Roy Bayrod started a company that would become one of the top mega transport companies in America. Since then, we've moved some of the heaviest and largest objects on the planet. Learn more at BayrodTrans.com. Bayrod, the mega transport experts.
This is Braden Bayrod. The Bayrod team is a proud supporter of the Louisville Tigers. We'd like to wish the team and our very own Andrew Bayrod and Hunter Freeu a great season. Go Tiger!
Morris Hike and Michael Hike, attorneys at law, obtaining over $10 million in judgments and settlements, over 10,000 hours of courtroom experience. Personally meeting with each and every client, Morris Hike and Michael Hike. We live here, we work here, we play here. When you need an attorney, you need the hometown advantage. Morris Hike and Michael Hike, attorneys at law, West St. Peter Street, New Iberia.
Judy's Building Supplies at 700 North Main Street, your local hardware and lumber store for over 24 years, are proud supporters of Lorville Athletics, and they're wishing them the best of luck this season. Judy's Building Supply continues to stock poultry feed and carries premium ground contact treated lumber. Remember to always shop and support your local business, Judy's Building Supplies, your local hardware and lumber store for over 24 years.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Hi, I'll have a paycheck with flexible hours up to $2,500 for college and a side of fries.
Looking for a tasty job? McDonald's is way more than just a paycheck. I get to choose my own hours, learn new skills, and be part of an amazing team. Did I mention they sell delicious fries? Sure, I work at McDonald's, but McDonald's works for me. Check out how McDonald's can work for you at mcdonalds.com/careers.
Lorville fans, listen up. Your hometown grocery store is Village Market, and they're still selling your favorite staples, groceries, meats, fresh fruits, and veggies. At the Village Market, the prices may be low, but there's no shortchanging on service. Visit Village Market in Lorville, 120 Main Street, for all your tailgating supplies, and don't forget to look for them on Facebook. And remember, go Tigers! Village Market, they love saving you money.
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
We're back here at Panther Stadium, where a big inter-parish rivalry between two teams have been playing for, I can recall it back as long as almost 60 years. So Panthers have had the top end over the last dozen years or so. But big game tonight, and as always, the Panthers are going to rely on the legs of the two Trays. That's Amos and Henry, along with the versatile K.K. Reno. Defensively, the Panthers look to Chris Landry, last year's district MVP, along with the Panthers defense, Nick Bourne, Avery Guidry, and Kobe Presley. Richard Rivera, you're on the field. You got your ears on? And Richard getting prepped up. I see him there on the sideline. You there, Rich? There you go.
Yep, here we go.
All right. Anyway, what's your some of the thoughts on this game, Rich? You know, you were involved in this game many years ago. It was a pretty heated battle back then.
Well, as best I can recall, of course, it was probably bigger than it actually was. You know how that goes.
Absolutely.
But I'm on the field, and I'm not sure why the game was moved just exactly yet, but I'm hearing a rumor that it might be that they were trying to preserve the field because it's in great shape.
Yeah, it is. For grass field, it's in excellent shape. The markings what's the quality of the field, too, Rich? Well,
it's nice. It's the grass is, feels about to be about a half inch thick, and it's very well done.
Anyway, any thoughts about this game, Rich? You know, you've seen the Panthers play now three times this year. I don't know if you've had an opportunity to watch Louisville play.
Well,
at all.
I'm aware of them, and I think it'll be interesting. Always that first quarter, but. They have some good athletes, so if they're playing together, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, the five we're going to keep an eye on tonight is Zy Alexander, Logan Girouard, Austin Belair, Chris Anthony, who's a fine running back, linebacker, and Jalen James. Those are the five we're going to keep an eye on tonight. And of course, as always, the Catholic High Panthers dressed in their traditional red jerseys, white pants, red headgear, Louisville in their white jerseys, dark numerals, black pants, and dark headgear. So, should be an interesting game, too, Rich. We're going to come back with more pregame here at Panther Stadium. You listen to Kane Radio AM 1240 and 107.5. We'll be right back with the starting lineup right after this.
Lloyd Patusini here. Again, thanks for the continued growth here at Just Like That Auto Sales and Rentals. I'm celebrating 30 years as a notary public, and as the seasons change, we change with them. It's even looking like Christmas around here. So for auto sales, auto rentals, inspections, and notaries, come see us at 618 James Street, New Iberia. We offer a large variety of vehicles from sales or daily rentals. So come on by for an enjoyable experience, but we stop making coffee at 3 o'clock.
The staff at Sugar Oaks Golf Course sends their best wishes to the Louisville Tigers high school football team. Sugar Oaks is owned and operated by Gil and Collie Primo. Sugar Oaks is one of the oldest golf courses in Acadiana, built in 1959. It has a long history with deep tradition, having hosted statewide golf tournaments such as the Louisiana Open. Take a step back in time and play a round of golf at Sugar Oaks. You'll be pleasantly surprised. And as always, go Tigers! Pelican Driving School wants to wish all of Iberia Parish schools the best of luck this football season. Pelican Driving School is privately owned, serving the New Iberia area. Pelican Driving School provides the finest driver education in all of Acadiana. Founded by Chelsea Marcherin, it has been instructing young adults for over 19 years. Pelican Driving School is located at 103C West Admiral Dahl Drive. That's at the corner of Providence and East Admiral Dahl. Register now for classes during the holidays. Call 364-0660 to become a certified driver. That's Pelican Driving School.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Find everything you need at amazing holiday deals during Home Furniture's Columbus Day Super Sale 2019. Find deep seating sectionals $9.98, solid wood queen beds $3.99, ultra plush queen mattresses $3.99. Home has 40,000 pieces of new furniture, mattresses, and accessories in style, in stock, on sale. In your home with next day delivery guaranteed. Plus no interest for 48 months with equal payment. See store for details. Columbus Day Super Sale 2019 through 8 p.m. Monday at all Home Furniture plus bedding locations.
The Quarter Tavern at 910 East Main Street is the place to watch football. 14 TVs and half-price drinks and free food during Saints and LSU games. The Quarter Tavern is also your home for the best drink prices in the Barry. Most domestic beer is just $2 all day, every day, except when they're cheaper. And the happiest hours in New Iberia, 5 until 8, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, most drinks are just a dollar. The Quarter Tavern, open 9 a.m. daily. Check out their Facebook page for their monthly and daily pop-up schedules.
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
We're back here at Panther Stadium where the Panthers take on the Lorville Tigers in a big district action. Of course, the starting lineups always and have been brought to you by Abears Garden Center at the corner of Hopkins and West St. Peter. Well, I want to thank Richard. He's done a great job for us for many years. Of course, they've been around since 1939. Their knowledge is their key in the landscaping business. And meanwhile, for the Panthers tonight on offense, we're going to start it off with the Panthers offensively. They're going to go with Trey Amos at quarterback. Split end is going to be Nick Booty. Tight end be Russell Lewis. The fullback will be Trey Henry. Wingback KK Reno. The other running back or wingback Will Regard. The offensive guards will be J.P. Boudreaux and Stan Allen. Center Marshall Sechneider. The offensive tackles John Reeve and Ethan Nathan. Of course, the kicker will be Patrick Terrio. Trying to stop them tonight for the Lorville will be Austin Belair. Hans Louvier at nose guard. The other defensive end, Cage Romero. Linebackers are Jalen James, Brian Patu, along with Chris Anthony. Strong safeties, Ethan Seymour. I take it it's going to be Seymour. And then Cameron Trahan. And also the free safety, Cy Alexander, the fine athlete, be going both ways. Elsewhere, the cornerbacks are Colin Jacob and Logan Jouar. And that's for the Lorville, of course. As always, the Abears Garden Center sponsoring our starting lineups. For the Panthers defensively, they're going to have Mason Booty at one defensive end. Defensive tackle is Russell Davis, the nose guard Ross Mobert. Kobe Presley also at a defensive end. The linebackers Chris Landry and Carson Stiles. Cornerback Avery Gidry and Trey Amos and Trey Henry alternate at the other cornerback spot. The strong safety, Keith Dupuy. The other safety, Nick Bourne. And the free safety, KK Reno, who will be covering time with others. Of course, the punter will be, was Avery Gidry. Then they went to J.P. Thibodeau, so not sure if both will be doing that tonight. And the Panthers trying to stop the quarterback for the Lorville Tigers, brought to you by Abears Garden Center, will be Zy Alexander, running back Chris Anthony, other running back Jalen James. Flanker is Landon Dugas, wide receiver Logan Jouar, tight end Brian Patu. The tackles are Luke Broussard and Austin Belair, the guards Trey Bigeau and Austin Dugas, and the center Luke H.A. And, of course, those lineups brought to you by Abears Garden Center. I want to thank Richard Abear for all that and for many years sponsoring our starting lineups. Meanwhile, right now, the Panthers are coming back on the field. Lorville already on the other sideline. And see, maybe we've got about 8 minutes to kick off, maybe closer to around six and a half as the clock's moving down right now. And waiting for the Panthers to come out in the field. They're huddled in the north end zone. As I mentioned, Panthers in their red headgear with the white stripe, white numerals with Catholic in the front, along with the red jerseys, white pants. Lorville wearing their white jerseys, black pants, and dark helmets with the yellow stripe. And as you can hear now, probably coming through the microphone. Also want to give shout-outs to some of our special sponsors. And that's the timeouts by District Bo Dewey. Also, with First Downs, Tommy Romero, candidate for sheriff. Our kicks are brought to you by Dana Dugas, who's running for state representative, District 48. And the sideline reports, as always, brought to you by Acadiana Hearing Center at 425 East St. Peter, providing hearing solutions customized to each patient's needs. So with that, we're waiting. The captains are lining up on the field. We got one more break to take before the kickoff, but we want to go ahead and listen in to the coin toss. Captain tonight for the Panthers, Seth Rosenzweig. Also, number four, and it's Trey Henry and 44, Kobe Presley, trying to make out who's going to come across the field for the Lorville Tigers. Be surprised if Zion Alexander's not in that group. He's a fine athlete. As the Panther tri-captains coming across the field. And here they come for Lorville. As, yeah, go ahead, Rich. You got it there? Yeah, getting ready for the coin toss. Go ahead, take it, Rich. Players introducing themselves. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Best of luck to both. So, Rich, Cathacos won the toss. They've elected to receive. They're going to defend the south goal. They'll be going from our right to left. And Lauraville will be defending the north goal, going, of course, from our left to our right. And with that, any final words, Rich, before we head to a station break and for our sponsors?
Well, we're going to – the sidelines are brought by the hearing center, but we're also going to get Brent at another point in time.
All right, maybe before halftime.
He's got his headsets on.
All right, that's fine. We're going to go ahead and take our last break. You're listening to Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5. We're going to be right back after this three-minute break.
J.P. Thibodeau wants to thank everyone within the community for making the last 50 years truly exceptional, and they cannot wait for the next 50 years to come. J.P. Thibodeau is a family-owned dealership that's been in business since 1969 and prides itself in outstanding customer satisfaction. J.P. Thibodeau offers a large selection of new Nissan, Honda, and Kia cars, as well as an extensive selection of quality certified and pre-owned vehicles. At J.P. Thibodeau, it's not just about selling cars, it's about making sure their customers get the car they want at the price they want from a dealership that they can trust. And once they do get you into the car of your dreams, they want to make sure that you can always come back to the dealership for any questions, concerns, or service, and they'll treat your vehicle as if it's their very own, because in their minds, you are part of the JPT family. JP Thibodeau, Highway 90, Exit 126 in New Iberia. For more information, find them online at jpthibodeau.com.
The SureTire Apartments, located at 218 West St. Peter Street, offers a convenient way for inexpensive opportunity for you in a rental atmosphere. Are you tired of paying high rents in a poorly located unit? Rooms are fully furnished with comfortable beds, full-size refrigerators, flat-screen stoves, microwaves, free Wi-Fi, but no pets. You're protected by cameras on well-lit grounds where the owners call it home too, located in downtown New Iberia. Inquire about our weekly rates and enjoy the convenience of apartment living. It's the SureTire Apartments, located at 218 West St. Peter Street, or give us a call at 578-5299.
When considering your health care, you don't have to leave Iberia Parish for nationally recognized care and service. Iberia Medical Center has been serving the parish and surrounding communities since 1960. They're recognized nationally for patient care, receiving the Women's Choice Award as one of America's best hospitals for patient experience for two consecutive years. They've received the Studer Group Excellence in Patients Care Award for communication with doctors, and they were designated as one of Louisiana's top hospitals in both 2013 and 14. Iberia Medical Center, improving the health and quality of life in our community.
If you have been injured in an automobile accident and are seeking legal representation, look no further than Hike, Menvale & Grubbs. The attorneys at Hike, Menvale & Grubbs use both their knowledge of the law and their lifetime experiences in Acadiana to provide superior legal representation for their clients. With many years of combined know-how, we will fight for what you deserve. Hike, Menvale & Grubbs, working hard to protect your rights.
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
We're back here in Panther Stadium for a big matchup of intra-parish rivals of Lauraville and Catholic High. And looking at it's 82 degrees right now, far cry from where it was just last week. And 20% chance of rain. The humidity's at 76. The wind's out of the south-southeast at 9 miles per hour. Even though it's 82, it feels like 89. So visibility's good. The quality there is fine. And we should have just a one-type bang-up football game here at Catholic High. As we mentioned, Catholic High won the toss. They've elected to receive. They'll defend the south goal. They'll be going from our right to left. If you're familiar with Panther Stadium, Lauraville will be defending the north goal, and they'll be going initially here in the first quarter left to right, and we're just about ready to get underway. As the Panthers and the Tigers, I don't know what the officials are doing right now, but just waiting for the teams to enter the field. Here they come. Any final thoughts there, Rich, for you?
Well, I'm sitting here watching, looking at the full moon and the beautiful clouds and thinking, if it were about 20 degrees cooler, this would be a perfect night for football.
Yeah, this game, if they played it tomorrow night, might have been a perfect night for football. So the Panthers will have it first as we're ready for the kickoff, kicking off for that's 21 for the Tigers. And Brian Patu, another fine player, the junior, be playing. They'll have a few of the Lauraville Tigers going both ways tonight. So here he's approaching it, and we're underway. Kickoff is off and out to the left as Trey Henry's got it about the 25. He's cutting back upfield. He's got a little running room. He's knocked down heading down to about the 33-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 for the Panthers from there. And nothing fancy as a short kick, but Henry returns it. Catholic High out there. And, of course, we'll see. Lorville is going to come in with their particular defense. They're going to go with a 3-4. Panthers, of course, break out in the in their wingback offense. One wide receiver out here, 22 Castellot. And not sure if there's going to be a penalty here in the first play. There goes the flag. Not sure what that's about. Might be a false start. But looks like it might be offsides on Lorville. Might be someone broke into the neutral zone. And that's what the call is going to be. Is going to step off five here before we even snap it. As Lorville's guilty of an infraction. So it'll be first and five from the Panthers. We'll call it 38-yard line. Wing back formation. Of course, the lone running back is Henry. Amos up under center sends a man in motion. He's going to keep it wide. He's got plenty of room. He's inside the 50, breaks a tackle. He let one man trying to get him down. He remains on his feet. He's inside the 20, the 10, the 15, and he's going to score. So he's going to go in the first play of this game. He's going to go approximately 62, maybe even closer to 63 yards. He came around the end. There was nobody there. And he just cut back on the field. A free safety had one last shot at him, had him stumbling for a moment, kept his balance, and scooted on into the eastern side of the end zone for the touchdown. So with 11:36 gone here in, I should say, here to play in the first period, Panthers get on the board, left-footed kicker. And that's J.P. Terrio is up. The kick is good. Of course, all those kicks are brought to you by Dana Dugas, who's a candidate for District 48 state representative. And, of course, that's a first down, Tyree Romero. So it's 7-0 Catholic High with 11:36 left to go here in the game, or the first quarter, I should say, getting too, a little excited there. We're going to take another break here, and we'll be right back. It's 7-0 Panthers. We'll be right back. You're listening to Kane Radio, AM 1240, FM 107.5.
Catholic High School is dedicated to the development of 4th through 12th grade students through academic excellence and Christ-centered values rooted in caring discipline, compassion, and zeal. CHS offers a variety of classes to serve all students, including band, photography, dual enrollment college credit courses, as well as 14 sports for male and female students. Call us today for your personal tour and visit www.chspanthers.com for more details.
In 1945, Roy Berard started a company that would become one of the top mega transport companies in America. Since then, we've moved some of the heaviest and largest objects on the planet. Learn more at berardtrans.com. Berard, the mega transport experts.
This is Braden Berard. The Berard team is a proud supporter of the Louisville Tigers. We'd like to wish the team and our very own Andrew Berard and Hunter Freeu a great season. Go Tiger!
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
As first play of the game, well, wasn't really a play. It was a penalty, an infraction on Louisville. They walk off 5 yards, and Trey Amos takes it to 63 yards approximately for the first touchdown of the game. 11:36 left here in the first period. Louisville's got the ball. The kickoff goes into the end zone, and it's first and 10 for the Tigers. Shotgun formation as Alexander, the southpaw, rolls out and hits a man up near the 35-yard line. The pass is complete. Just a simple little out pattern. And, well, like we said, Alexander can throw. And, Rich, we saw it right there, didn't we?
Yeah. Just, you know, he's left-handed, of course, so he just rolled off to the left a little bit and had a man wide open. Actually threw it a little low. The guy had to slide to catch it, the receiver. But if he was standing up, he might have got a few more yards out of it.
So it's a Tommy Romero candidate for sheriff. First down up at their own 35-yard line. Shotgun formation trips here to the wide side of the field. Snap back to him. Fakes it. It's going to take it himself. There's a host of Panthers in his face. He's going to get back up to the line of scrimmage, possibly gains a yard on the play. And the 6'3", 175-pounder picks up a yard. They're going to mark it the Louisville 36. So it brings up second and 9 from there. 10:45 and the clock moving here in the first period. Panthers score on the first offensive play of the game with the first, action of the game. It was a 5-yard penalty for an offsides or an infraction of the neutral zone. Panthers go 63 yards, one play. Shotgun formation here again on a 2nd and 9 from their own 36. He's going to hand it off. He's got a player running a lateral across the 30. Comes up and hit by a host of Panthers, 19 and 9. That's Booty along with Chris Landry. And Mason Booty in on the tackle for the Panthers. Picks up right about, we'll say, another possibly a yard. They're going to move it to the 37. So he brings up 2nd and 8. Panther defense, Rich, moving pretty quickly, too. So it's going to be a 3rd and 8. And they send another man, Patu, out here, the tight end, to the short side of the field. Got a flanker on his right shoulder. Snap back to Alexander. He's got a little time. He looks. He's going to roll out to the left. He's going to shoot one out there. He's got his man. He jukes a Panther defender at the 40, and he's going to cross the 40 up to the 41, where it'll bring up 4th down. And nothing fancy, but the Panther defense comes up, makes a nice play. And, of course, those sideline reports with Rich Knight are brought to you by the Acadiana Hearing Center at 425 East Main Street. Want to thank Dave Cavalier for that his sponsorship of our sideline reports. And back in punt formation are the Lorville Tigers from their own 41-yard line. Panther jumps off sides, and there goes the flag, and it's offside Panthers. It's going to bring Lorville 1st down, as it was about 3rd and 4. So big infraction there. It keeps the drive alive for the Tigers. Panthers up 7-0 here with 9:06. Here in the first penalty, close on the infraction, the clock has stopped. So the Tigers pick up a 1st down on a, Coach Intes is going to say, a mental mistake. So he brings up 1st and 10. Of course, that's a Tommy Romero 1st down candidate for sheriff. Alexander's got him lined up. He's got a little motion. He sent a man out here, and that looks like Chris Anthony out in the flat. And snap back to Alexander. Inside handoff. Not much there as the Panthers stand it up. You know, Panther defense, Jude, just a real big hangover. That's going to be Coach Endes. He's going to talk about that for a little bit. Especially if the Tigers score on this drive. So pick up a 1 on the play. Brings up 2nd and 9. The clock at 8:30. Left to go in the first period. 7-0 Panthers. As Alexander brings him out. He's got 2 receivers here, split, and 1 in a flank position. Same on the other side. He's got a running back off his left shoulder in the shotgun formation. Sends that flanker on the left side in motion. Here comes another running back trying to find room. Got a seam. Breaks over the 50-yard line down to about the Panther 47.
And Chris Anthony on that run.
Yeah, fine, a junior. Yeah, a fine player, too. Chris, I think, wears number 26. So it'll be 3rd down. We'll call it 4, about where they were last time. They got to get inside the Panther 45 to the 44 for a 1st down. Clock moving, 7:46, 7-0 Panthers. If you're just joining us, Alexander's going to be up under center. Stops to glance back at Coach Terry Martin, who's in his 2nd year at Bow Bridge. He's back under center. He's got 2 running backs in the backfield behind him. And wide receivers on either side of the field. Hoff left tackle, not much there, but he pushes forward. He's up near the 45-yard line. It's going to be short of 1st down yardage. He'll bring up 4th and short, probably about 2.
Chris Landry on the initial part of the tackle, and then there was a gang tackle after Chris initially locked him up.
Yeah, those sideline reports brought to you by Acadiana Hearing Center. It's 4th and 1 from the Panther 45. It's a full yard, too. And it looks like they're going to go for it. I'm not so sure they might try to draw them off sides like they did last time. Alexander in the shotgun. He's got 2 wideouts, 1 on each side of the field, and a wing back in the backfield. There's a snap. He's just going to take it ahead, and there's a flag up in the air. I think one of the linemen for Lorville moved. That's going to be a procedure. That's going to push him back 5 yards. So, and that's what it is. You didn't see who moved, huh, Rich?
Did not.
So Panthers get their 5 yards back that they committed on that previous down. That they're going to walk it off. It'll be right at midfield. Ball's going to be placed on the Lorville side. The front tip of the ball is on the 50-yard line. So it brings up 4th down and 6. Pantherson looks like K.K. Reno back. He's standing at the Panther 25, 24. He's still stepping back a little bit. Back to punt is Brian Patu. Pretty sure number 21. Waiting on the snap. There it is. It's low. He picks it up off the ground. And it's going to be another fraction. And there goes the whistle. They're going to bring it back. So the punter went down to his knee to pick up the ball. And a low snap. When he did that, his knee hit the ground. So he's downed right there. So that's a big loss in the play. It's going to be around 12 yards, possibly even 13. Let's see where they spot the ball. Spot the ball at the 37-yard line of Lorville. Is that what you saw, Rich?
Yeah, the ball hit the ground. He bent down to pick it up and touched his knee at the same time. So from going from 1 yard with the penalty into now this, that's a big turnaround for him.
That it is, too. So they turned it over. The Panthers bring their offense back out on the field as they break out. And wing back to the short side of the field, Trey Henry, the lone running back. As Amos is going to take it around left end, not having much room there, as Lorville does a good job of spreading it out. Might pick up maybe a yard on the play. That's about it. I mean, that's all he picked up. So it would be second and nine from the Tiger 36. Clock moving 5:58. Moving down here in the first period, 7-0 Panthers as they score on literally the first play of the game. Coming in is Castellot for Leprey. As Castellot is the Panther wide receiver. Comes here, split out to the wide side of the field. Up under center is Amos. Barking the signals. There they go. Inside handoff. And Amos taking it again. Nothing there. Good job by the Lorville defense. Rich, is that what you saw too?
Yeah, they got some big bars on that line. They closed the gap and stuffed him right where he started, right at the line of scrimmage.
So it'd be third down, and we'll call it a short nine, a long eight. So the Panthers have the ball spotted at the 36-yard line of the Lorville Tigers. They break the huddle. I'm not even thinking it might be four down territory. Let's see what happens here on this third and eight and a half, nine plays. Coach Indes trying to put one of his players in position here on the wide side of the field, waiting on the snap. You got plenty of time. There's another, as Trey Henry takes it again. He's got a little running room. Thought about pitching it. It's going to stop, move again, push upside the field, and he gets out inside the 30. He's going to be close, but Richard, I think he's going to be short a little bit, about a yard, depending on how they spot the ball.
Yeah, I think he's just short.
So it brings up fourth down. We'll call it about two as they spot the ball right at the Panther, Tiger 29-yard line. Thought about pitching it, but there were three defenders around around Henry.
And he was looking downfield, too. He had a receiver.
So it's fourth down and two from the 29, the Lorville Panthers sent a man in motion. Inside handoff to Henry. He's got the first down. He's inside the 20, inside the 15. Fakes a man off. Dead leg. Touchdown.
Touchdown.
So just an inside handoff, and Henry does the rest as he juked two defenders.
And he made a good move. He acted like he was going to go back inside field, and the guy hesitated just a second, gave him just enough time to get to the corner.
And, you know, gave him that dead leg too, Rich. Yep. That's one of my favorite plays when a running back does that. And gave it to him and then scooted into the end zone from about 10 yards out after that fake. So as Terrio's in to try the extra point attempt, 4:32 left to go here. As the Panthers get on the board again. And the kick's up.
And another sideline report by Acadiana Hearing. So, Center Street, 425. Acadiana Hearing Center, 425 East St. Peter.
So the PAT's good. The Panthers go up 14-0 with 4:32 left to go. Of course, as always, a Dana Duga kick is good. And we're going to be back. It's 14-0 Panthers, 4:32. You listen to Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5. We'll be right back.
Save big bucks
on big trucks. Get 0% interest for 72 months on all F-150s.
We make it easy to save at Arsenal Ford on Highway 90, just 10 minutes from Broussard, or online 24/7 at arsenalford.com.
It's Armentar Jewelers, your hometown jewelers, for all the latest fashion ideas in jewelry, watches, and diamond engagement rings. At Armentar Jewelers, we specialize in custom designs, remounting your older jewelry into something brand new. Graduation rings, traditional and unique, for all area schools. affordable fashion jewelry and watches. Service, quality, and value, always at Armentour Jewelers. Dale Street in New Iberia and Park Lafayette. Armentour Jewelers for the special moments in your life.
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
We're back here at Panther Stadium where the Panthers put up another touchdown. They go not that far of a distance as they travel right at about 37, 38 yards for the touchdown in four plays as Henry takes it the final 29 yards into the end zone, making a couple nice moves too. So 4:32 left to go here in the first period. It's 14-0 Panthers. As always, the kicks and the timeouts. Timeouts brought to you by D.A. Beaudoux of Iberia, St. Martin, and St. Mary. And the kicks by Dana Duga, candidate for District 48 state rep. Shotgun formation, two wideouts here to the wide side, inside handoff. He's got a man open right here about the 30-yard line, steps out of bounds after the completion. So it would be a first down. They step him out at the 32, it looks like. Nothing fancy there, just hits a man just on a little breakout.
Brian Tatu on the reception, number 21. And he's got some sparkling gold shoes on.
Some sparkling gold shoes, you say.
And they missed the 6-minute water break, but the official tells me they're going to do it in the second quarter.
Okay, so no 6-minute water break. And with that, first and 10, Tommy Romero, candidate for sheriff, first down for Lorville Tigers. First and 10, inside handoff. No, Trey Alexander's going to keep it himself and stumbles a little bit, coming out of the backfield, heading to the wide side of the field left. And he's going to lose a yard.
He faked a handoff and just looks like he hit his front toe as he was trying to take off. He might have had some room, but he stumbled and fell.
Yeah, so he brings up second down and 11. They spot the ball at the 31. Clock moving here with 3:50, under 4 minutes. So Silsa moving around here up front as the Tigers have two wide outs on either side of the field, a running back on his left shoulder. It's going to hand off to him. Not much room there as the Panthers, the front wall just there, just stacking it up. Might have picked up, I don't know if he picked up anything. We'll call it third down and 10. 14-0 Panthers as Trey Amos scored on the first play of the game, going 63 yards. Then Trey Henry moments ago going 29 yards on an inside handoff, broke outside to the sideline and took it in from there, both extra points. By J.P. Terrio, the left-footed kicker, are good. Panthers stand at 14-0 with 3:11. The clock moving here in the first period. As Lorville's got a third down, we'll call it about not quite 12. Alexander in the shotgun formation. Got a man in motion from the wide side of the field. 7. Coming in motion, snap back to him. He's going to roll to the right. Looking. He's pressured by a host of Panthers. He's going to shoot one down here. He's got a man all by himself, and that's 7. Seven's inside the 25, down to about the 21-yard line. Just what a fine play on that as Aiden Dooley has got it. He's the one that came in motion from the far side of the field and just found just a crease on the sideline and just a fine throw by Alexander. The Tigers have their deepest penetration of the game as they're going to spot the ball at the Panther 21-yard line. So that completion, good for 49 yards.
Yeah, Tony, Alexander was rolling to his right, you know, and being a southpaw, he made a great throw to keep it online, and it was right on the money for him.
Well, that it was. So big first down, Tommy Romero, candidate for sheriff, first down. Alexander in the shotgun's got two wide outs to the left. He's going to give it to the second man in the backfield, and he's met right at about the line of scrimmage, stood up. Might give him about a half yard on the play.
That was 26, Chris Anthony.
Yeah, Anthony, just a fine player for them. We talked about him in the pregame. He's a plays running back and linebacker for the Tigers. You know, there were four or five players along with Alexander. We talked about give this Lorville team some spunk. Of course, Jalen James is another one. Logan Girois and Austin Belair. Those are the other five . Shotgun formation again. He's going to send trips here to the short side of the field with a running back on his left shoulder and the other wide out far on the far side of the field. Shotgun snap back to him. Inside handoff. Not much room there. Host of Panthers there on the tackle. Looks like number 6, Will Regard. And it brings up a big third down here for Lorville.
And, of course, Carson Stiles was on that tackle.
Yeah, Stiles has been playing well. Has he still got that boot on his arm, man? He played last week. I think he hurt a finger or a thumb, and they put a like one of the big boots It looked like a boxing glove on his hand. He knocked a pass down last week, trying to see if I could spot that on his hand this week. Looks like he just has it taped this week. So third down, and we'll call it 10. It picks up about a half yard. Shotgun formation brings a man in motion again, and he's going to roll out, and there's a host of Panthers there. He gets away from one Panther. He's inside the 20 and steps out of bounds right about the 15-yard line. So they bring up fourth down.
What a great play. He stalled the defense. He had three guys coming on him, and he was able to shake him, and then he turned the speed on around the corner and got away from him.
He did. That he did. They had three Panthers in his face, and it brings up – they marked the ball at the Panther 17, so he picks up right at about we'll call it 4 yards. So bring up fourth down, we'll call it six, from the Panther 17. And the plays come in from Coach Martin. Clock moving had stopped at 56 seconds due to him stepping out of bounds. 14-0 Panthers, though. As he's got two wideouts on either side of the field. He's in the shotgun formation by himself, waiting on the snap. Gets it and looks, and there's a host of Panthers there. They got him. They got him in the backfield, and there, down he goes at about the 22-yard line. So the Panthers with a big fourth down surge and a sack. And the Panthers will have it at their own 22-yard.
Christopher Landry on initial tackle and stood him up again. Yeah, again, the sideline report brought to you by Acadiana Hearing Center, 425 East St. Peter.
Yeah, and the Panthers' defense is playing well other than that one long pass. And, of course, due to the athleticism of Alexander, who looks all 6'3 of him, too, about 180 pounds. So the Panthers will have it first and 10. Of course, all our timeouts brought to you by D.A. Bo Dewey. There's another inside handoff to Henry. Not much running room. Gets up near the 25. That's where they're going to spot it. So he picks up about 3 yards. Might be the last play of the first period. Panthers up 14-0. Didn't have that hydration timeout, that six-minute mark, as Richard mentioned. We'll have it during the second period, though, and that's going to be the last play of the first period. It's 14-0 Panthers, and we're going to be right back with the second quarter. Of course, those timeouts brought to you by D.A. Bo Dewey. We'll be right back. You're listening to Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5. We'll be back after this.
At Cestra Wealth, our goal is simple. We want to help you define, reach, and exceed your financial goals. Using our processes, we prepare clients for both the expected and unexpected life brings us. No one can predict the future, but we can certainly help prepare for it at Cestra Wealth. For all that we expect in life and what we don't expect in life, we strive to prepare clients for all life has to offer. So for all life has to offer, contact Bert Cestra and Jenny Vize at Cestra Wealth. Securities offered through Triad Advisors, LLC, member of FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM Advisors and Cestra Wealth are separate entities from Triad Advisors, LLC.
Judy's Building Supplies at 700 North Main Street, your local hardware and lumber store for over 24 years, are proud supporters of Lauraville Athletics, and they're wishing them the best of luck this season. Judy's Building Supply continues to stock poultry feed and carries premium ground contact treated lumber. Remember to always shop and support your local business, Judy's Building Supplies, your local hardware and lumber store for over 24 years.
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
So we're back here at Panther Stadium. The Panthers hold a 14-0 lead as we head to the second quarter. And they've got the ball with a second and eight from their own 25-yard line. Tight formation for the Panthers. Up under center is Amos. Inside handoff by Henry. He's got a lot of room. He's got the first down. He breaks off tackle. He's up to the 45 across midfield. Down inside the 45 of Lauraville and steps out of bounds. They're going to spot it at the 45 of Lauraville. So that's a Tyree Romero first down candidate for Sheriff. As Henry goes approximately 30 yards on that play. He's also got a 29-yard touchdown run to his credit tonight. And the Panthers are driving now again as we open the second quarter, 14-0 Panthers. Breaking from the huddle. Shotgun formation this time for Amos. Wide receiver on either side of the field. Henry on his left. Hand off to him. He's got a little running room. He's inside the 40. And his trip down is he falls inside the 37. Or they're going to spot it at the 37. So he brings up second down. We'll call it right at about two. So Panthers driving again. The clock, we're in the second quarter, 14-0 Panthers coming in with a play as Kaslot to Amos. Panthers break the huddle. Up under center again is Trey Amos. Henry in the backfield. He sends a man in motion. Handoff inside to Henry. Not much room, but he makes it. And he breaks a tackle. He's inside the 20. Pulled down at the 17-yard line after another nice gain for the Panthers. And Rich, right now, they just doing their job, moving it down the field. In the meantime, first and 10 Panthers. Tommy Romero, first down, candidate for sheriff. Panthers knocking on the door, 10:45, the clock moving here in the second period, 14-0 Panthers. As Coach Indes sends in Chris Landry, brings out Will Regard. Break the huddle. Still have the better hurry. Got 5 seconds to snap the ball. 4. Inside handoff to Henry. He's got running room. He's spinning and turning and inside the 10 down to about the 9. So bring up second down. Henry, the workhorse tonight. Second down, we'll call it a short 3, a long 2. Panthers, as they spot the ball at the Lorville 9, send in another play coming in for the Panthers. Looks like Nick Bourne, number 10. Panther offensive line doing a fine job right now. Sends Kaslot wide to the far side of the field. Up under center is Amos. Got Henry in the backfield. He's going to hand it off to, looks like, K.K. Reno. He's got inside the 5. He should have a first down. They got spotted at the 4. So just an inside handoff from the wingback on the left side. So Tommy Romero, first down, candidate for sheriff.
Well, Tony, I thought he was going to be able to shake that guy. He went right at him. That was the only tackle of there. It was a good open field tackle, but he didn't even try to get around him, it didn't seem like.
Yeah, sure. I thought he put a little move on him, but not. Thought maybe he could run him over. Here comes Chris Landry into the game. Usually plays up on the line as a tight end. So Panthers break the huddle with a first and goal from the 4. Henry, Hamas under center. Henry in the backfield. He's got the ball. Does he push into the end zone? Oh, he's going to be short about a half yard.
And, just short. It was a good stop.
Dude. Yeah. Lorville's defensive line has done a pretty good job, too, tonight. But here we are, about 8:45 left to go here in the second period. 14-0 Panthers knocking on the door again. As they've taken it from their own 25. And they've driven down the field. So it brings up second down and goal from about the half-yard line. Look for Amos maybe to just take it and go up the middle. Now he's got a handoff to Henry. Henry's into the end zone from 1 yard out. The Panthers go up 20-0 with 8:18 left to go here in the second period. As Trey Henry takes it in. And the Panthers go up 20-0 here with 8:18 left to go here in the second period. As they go approximately, Henry scores from 1 yard out. Waiting on the PAT from left-footed kicker J.P. Terrio. Waiting on the snap. There it is. The hold. It kicks up. Looks good from here. That it is. A Dana Dugas kick. State rep running for state rep 48. So the Panthers with 8:18 left lead 21-0. Well, you're listening to Kane Radio, AM 1240, FM 107.5. We'll be right back after this.
Landry, Watkins, Rapaski & Bro is a full-service law firm that's been counseling and representing clients in the Acadiana area for over 60 years. Our firm takes great pride in sponsoring the CHS Brent Indes Show on Kane Radio AM 1240, for which Catholic High is dedicated to the development for students through academic excellence and Christ-centered values rooted in caring, discipline, compassion, and zeal. Landry, Watkins, Rapaski & Bro, located at 211 East Main Street in New Iberia.
Orville fans, listen up. Your hometown grocery store is Village Market, and they're still selling your favorite staples, groceries, meats, fresh fruits, and veggies. At the Village Market, the prices may be low, but there's no shortchanging on service. Visit Village Market in Lorville, 120 Main Street, for all your tailgating supplies, and don't forget to look for them on Facebook. And remember, go Tigers. Village Market, they love saving you money.
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
We're back here at Panther Stadium where the Panthers add on a third touchdown and now lead 21-0 with 8:18 left to go here in the second period. Of course, J.P. Terrio's kick goes into the end zone. So the Tigers will have it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line, trailing 21-0 here with 8:18 left to go in the second period. Panther defense has played pretty commendable right now, other than one long pass play that was set up with a fine throw by Alexandria. It snapped back to him. He's in the shotgun trying to find a little running room. Panther there to pull him down right about the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. As the Panther front seven doing a fine job right now, containing Alexander and his host of running backs. So it'll be second and 10 from the Tiger 20 as they're trying to get a little something going. Down 21-0 here in the second period. Send out wide outs here to the short side of the field. Nothing out to the far side. Looking maybe something going the other way. Shotgun formation. Is Alexander's going to roll out. He's going to shoot one out here. Incomplete at about the 31-yard line. As he was trying to hit number two, it looked like, Colin Jacob.
Third down Tigers.
And it's incomplete. He can zip the ball, Rich. He can zip the ball.
He can, Tony, and it was good coverage, so they had him covered pretty well.
Of course, I've only seen him roll out to the right one time. Most of all, the times he's rolling out to throw in the pocket, he's coming left.
Yeah, but he was successful. He's batting 1,000 on that roll out to the right.
You're right about that. As he hit number seven in stride, that was, of course, Dooley. So it brings up third down and 10. Two wideouts on either side of the field. The four wideouts coming in motion, and that's Dooley again. And he heads up the field and into the flat. Panthers got a rush on him. They're going to get him down near the 10-yard line. And down goes Alexander. They're going to spot him. His forward progress is stopped at the 12. They spun him down, so it brings up another fourth down. And the Panthers' defense, Rich, what more can you say right now? They're just playing a whale of a game.
That play just took too long to develop. He had three receivers trying to get deep, and he didn't get nearly enough time to get there.
Usually when you do that, you try to send one of them just cutting across the middle if you're going to bring the safeties deep. Panthers and K.K. Reno back for the receive the punt from Patu. Patu standing on the goal line as the ball spotted at the 12. He's standing at the Louisville 41. There's a snapback. Gets a high kickoff. It's going to go. It takes a bounce and goes out of bounds at the Louisville 48-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 Panthers from there. Nothing fancy. Of course, all those sideline reports brought to you by the Acadiana Hearing Center at 425 East St. Peter. Of course, timeouts brought to you by Bo Dewey, District Attorney of Iberia, St. Martin, and St. Mary. Panthers have it first and 10 at their own, I should say, the Louisville 48-yard line. 6:34 left to go here in the game. 21-0 Panthers. Coming in late is Will Regard at wingback. Wingback is K.K. Reno on the other side. Of course, the lone setback is Henry. Up under center is Amos. Handed off. He's going to take it himself. He's going to pitch it to Regard. Regard's got the first down at Moore and is pushed down right at about the 34-yard line of the Louisville Tigers. So that's a Tommy Romero candidate for sheriff first down.
First down, Panthers!
Regard was sent into the game just before the play. I was wondering, I'm thinking he's just going to block, but he ended up getting the ball.
He did, just a little belly option. He faked it to Henry inside as Amos took it outside around the left side. Of course, he is also left-handed. Two left-handed quarterbacks in the game. Don't see that too much, too very often.
We probably have the break coming up.
Yeah, I think so, too. We're going to have that hydration break coming up. So it's 21-0 Panthers, 5:58 left to go in the second period. You listen to Kane Radio, AM 1240 and 107.5 FM. We'll be right back after this.
Save big bucks
on big trucks. Get 0% interest for 72 months on all F-150s.
We make it easy to save at Arsenal Ford on Highway 90, just 10 minutes from Broussard, or online 24/7 at arsenalford.com.
The SureTie Apartments, located at 218 West St. Peter Street, offers a convenient way for inexpensive opportunity for you in a rental atmosphere. Are you tired of paying high rents in a poorly located unit? Rooms are fully furnished with comfortable beds, full-size refrigerators, flat-screen stoves, microwaves, free Wi-Fi, but no pets. You're protected by cameras on well-lit grounds where the owners call it home too, located in downtown New Iberia. Inquire about our weekly rates and enjoy the convenience of apartment living. It's the SureTie Apartments, located at 218 West St. Peter Street, or give us a call at 578-5299.
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
We're back here at Panther Stadium, where the Panthers hold a 21-0 lead with 5:58 left to go here in the second period. Of course, that hydration timeout brought to you by D.A. Bo Dewey. Up under center is Trey Amos. Henry, the lone running back, two wing backs, inside handoff. No, Amos is going to keep it. He's into the open. He's inside the 20, the 10, the 5, and he scores. As Amos just took it from approximately the 34-yard line and scooted into the end zone with 5:45 left to go here in the second period.
Certainly, that was fast, chasing fast right there. It was Zay Alexander trying to get him.
Yeah, Amos won the foot race into the end zone from approximately right at about 34 yards out. 5:42 left to go in the game as Terrio's in to try the extra point. There's a snap. It's a little high. It kicks up. Looks good. And that it is. So with 5:42 left to go here in the game, it's 28-0 Panthers. And, of course, those kicks brought to you by Dana Duga, candidate for District 48. And we'll be right back after this. You're listening to Kane Radio, AM 1240, FM 107.5.
The staff at Sugar Oaks Golf Course sends their best wishes to the Lorville Tigers High School football team. Sugar Oaks is owned and operated by Gil and Collie Primo. Sugar Oaks is one of the oldest golf courses in Acadiana, built in 1959. It has a long history with deep tradition, having hosted statewide golf tournaments such as the Louisiana Open. Take a step back in time and play a round of golf at Sugar Oaks. You'll be pleasantly surprised. And as always, go Tigers!
Find everything you need at amazing holiday deals during Home Furniture's Columbus Day Super Sale 2019. Find deep seating sectionals $9.98, solid wood queen beds $3.99, ultra plush queen mattresses $3.99. Home has 40,000 pieces of new furniture, mattresses, and accessories in style, in stock, on sale. In your home with next day delivery guaranteed. Plus no interest for 48 months with equal payment. See store for details. Columbus Day Super Sale 2019 through 8 p.m. Monday at all Home Furniture plus bedding locations.
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
And Seymour takes the kickoff at about the 5-yard line and went up right up the gut and got traffic at about the 25 and broke a tackle, moved outside and found the sideline and outran J.P. Thibodeau into the end zone as the Lorville Tigers score on a kickoff return. And to make it 28-6 with 5:26 left to go here in the second quarter and lining up for the extra point. Looks like 13 going to do the kicking for Lorville, and that's going to be Logan Gerard. Another left-footed kicker. How often you see two left-footed kickers and two left-handed quarterbacks? Snaps a little high, and the kick's blocked by Panther.
And Nick Bourne
blocks the Dana Duga extra point try, candidate for State Rep District 48. So with 5:26 left to go here in the second period, it's 28-6 Panthers. And you listen to Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5. We're going to be right back after this.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Hi. I'll have a paycheck with flexible hours up to $2,500 for college and a side of fries.
Looking for a tasty job? McDonald's is way more than just a paycheck. I get to choose my own hours, learn new skills, and be part of an amazing team. Did I mention they sell delicious fries? Sure, I work at McDonald's, but McDonald's works for me. Check out how McDonald's can work for you at mcdonalds.com/careers.
Raymond's Food and Furniture has been locally owned and operated since 1941. With their 18,000 square foot showroom floor, Freeman's Furniture Store is certain to have what you're looking for. Need a comfortable mattress? Tempur-Pedic and Sealy are like no other, and they're only available at Freeman's. With 60-month interest-free financing, you couldn't sleep better. Freeman's Food and Furniture Complex, located on the corner of Hopkins and Admiral Doyle Drive, right here in New Iberia. Visit Freeman's soon.
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
We're back here at Panther Stadium, where Lorville gave us a little excitement there as Ethan Seymour takes it about 95 yards for the touchdown as he ran into a whole host of tacklers around the 20-25, then kind of bounced outside to the far side of the field. And once he headed up the sideline, he just had to beat J.P. Terrio, and that he did as he got away from J.P. about the Panther 40. He was gone as he had a running mate alongside of him. So here we are with the kickoff here. And there it is, end-over-end kick coming down at about the 20. It's a live football, and it rolls out of bounds at about the Panther 24, and there goes the flag. So Panthers will get it around the 35-yard line. But, boy, K.K. Reno was taking some chance. That's a live football. But once it goes 10 yards, and K.K. was hoping it would go out of bounds. It did, but not before a couple Lorville players who are making a run at it. So the Panthers are having first and 10 from their own 35 with 5:22 left to go. 28-6, Panthers over the Lorville Tigers in this inter-parish rivalry that's been going on for close to 60 years. As the Panthers break the huddle, got the wingback formation, one wide out to the far side of the field. Henry alone, center man in motion, K.K. Reno, he's got the ball. He's up across the right, pushing up near the 40. As he goes forward, they're going to spot it right at about the 39, it looks like, as his knee initially went down. So he picks up right about 4 yards on the play. Well, they spot it back. So it'll be second and 6 from the 39 of the Panthers. Clock moving inside 5 minutes here in the second period, 28-6. Trying to see, we have a nice little breeze out there. Game time temperature was 82 degrees, still a little humidity. Tight formation, one wide out, center man in motion. That's K.K. Reno. He's got the ball again. He's across the 40, inside up to the 45 midfield. He's got the Tommy Romero candidate for sheriff first down right about midfield. So it'd be first and 10 Panthers. Clock stopped on the first down.
Tony, Marshall Shexnot of the center blocked, and he was ended up downfield. He was ahead of everybody else, leading the way. What a great effort.
And I see Mom and Dad here right below me to the left. Anyway, so first down Panthers at midfield. They're going to send KK again. He's got the ball, looking for running room. He's inside the 50. He's pushing towards the 45. He's going to be pushed back in that rugby scrum. They're going to spot the ball at the 46 of Lorville. So a four-yard pickup on the play. Nothing fancy too, Rich. Just trying to take advantage after running Henry pretty much in the first half, quarter and a half of the game. They're letting KK take it right now.
Yeah, and there's 99's in, but I don't have him on the roster.
I got a roster. That's Russell Davis.
No, 99. That's not Russell Davis.
Yeah, they moved him from 77 to 99.
I'm pretty sure this is not Russell Davis.
That's a big young man, though. 99,
yep.
Okay, there goes the option left as Amos is trying to. He's what a good job of the Lorville defense. They strung it out. And Amos couldn't hit the corner. And
that was Alexander. He's fast.
Yeah, and he pulls him down right at about the line of scrimmage. They bring up third down at 6 again.
Third down Panthers.
Of course, these sidelines are brought to you by Acadiana Hearing Center.
Yeah, check that.
25 East St. Peter Street.
99 is Russell Lewis.
Lewis.
Is 99.
I wonder if Jude's listening to us on AM or FM.
Yeah, that's true. I'd like to get a text from Jude telling me he's listening to the FM 107.5 at AM 1240. Panthers line up pretty quickly in his third and 6th. And they're going to take it again. Student body right. Amos looking for the first down. Another great tackle there by Lorville Tiger as he picks up 2 yards in the play. It'll be fourth down and about 4. Coach Indes saying, let's go. Quick. As they're going to line up again. They spot the ball at the Lorville 44. They got to get in right at about the 40. Chopped up under center, barking it, trying to draw them off sides. Panthers might call a timeout here. They got about 2:19 left to go here in the second period. And Lorville coach is calling a timeout. So we're in a DA Bo Dewey timeout. You're listening to Kane Radio. It's 28-6. We'll be right back after this.
With more than 20 years of service to Acadiana, Action Specialties is the leading provider of uniforms, workwear, screen printing, and promotional products in the South. When it comes to building your brand, Action Specialties has you covered. Whether you need signs and decals for your business, T-shirts and polos for your office, or FR uniforms for your workforce, call Action Specialties for all of your logoed needs. To plan your next project, call Action Specialties at 337-367-1664 or visit us on the web at actionspecialties.com. That's actionspecialties.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Boggs inviting you to join us Saturday night, election night, for live election coverage. Brought to you in part by Hebert's Garden Center, St. Peter at Hopkins Street in New Iberia. We'll begin our coverage beginning at 7:30 with conversations with some of those running for office. And, of course, all the local election results. That's this Saturday night beginning at 7:30 here on KING Radio AM 1240 and 107.5 FM.
All the sweetness without the bagasse.
KING Radio AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
As the Panthers line up in punt formation, they snap it back to number 21, J.P. Terrio. Louisville a little over-anxious. They rough the punter, and it's a personal foul. So the Panthers are going to pick up the Tommy Romero candidate for sheriff first down as they're going to walk off 15. It was a rough in the kicker. They spun him and hit him twice, Rich. That's what I saw.
Yeah, that was no question about that call. And, boy, with 2 minutes left, they've given the Panthers a great opportunity.
Yeah, 2:08 officially left to go here in the second period. Panthers have 28-6 knocking on the door again. They're going to spot the ball at the Louisville 29-yard line after the 15-yard rough in the kicker, or I should say punter. So the Panthers get a break as the offense comes back out in the field. So Amos up under center. He's got two wideouts to the far side of the field, wing back to the left. Henry at the dotting him. Handoff inside to Henry. He's got a little running room. Jukes the outside looking for room. He's inside the 20. He turtles a man at the fifth, at the 10. And he's going to be knocked down there. So the Panthers pick up Tommy Romero first down. They're inside. Should be a first and goal.
Yeah, Gordon Cazalot made a good block. He was leading the way, and then he jumped over the last defender.
And went down with that. So they're going to spot the ball right at about the 9-yard line. So first and goal for the Panthers. Clock moving at 1:41, up 28. There's an inside half off to Henry, pushing inside to 5. The scrum's pushing him down near about the 1, as that's where they're going to spot it, as Henry picks up 8 on the play. So they move it back a little bit. Looks like it's going to be right about the 1. So it'll be second and goal from the 1. Clock moving at 1:15. I'm sure coach is going to tell him he sends in Avery Guidry along with Amos back into the huddle, getting the play from coach. So they got about 10 seconds to snap it on the play clock. And it's inside a minute. Henry, nobody in the back. And Amos just jumped over the stack, and he scores on a one-yard run. So with 50 seconds left to go here in the second period, Trey Amos takes it in. As the Panthers go approximately 65 yards for the score after getting a roughing the punter call. As Trey Amos takes it in, excuse me, on a one-yard run, he just jumps over the stack. And with 50 seconds left to go here in the second period, Panthers put up their 34th point. There's a snap that kicks up. Looks good from here. And that it is by J.P. Terrio. And the Panthers jump out to a 35-6 lead. With 50 seconds left to go here in the second period, you listen to KING Radio AM 1240. We'll be right back after this break.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. taste the feeling.
When considering your health care, you don't have to leave Iberia Parish for nationally recognized care and service. Iberia Medical Center has been serving the parish and surrounding communities since 1960. They're recognized nationally for patient care, receiving the Women's Choice Award as one of America's best hospitals for patient experience for two consecutive years. They've received the Studer Group Excellence in Patients Care Award for communication with doctors, and they were designated as one of Louisiana's top hospitals in both 2013 and 14. Iberia Medical Center, improving the health and quality of life in our community.
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
Of course, those timeouts are brought to you by D.A. Beaudoux, and the kicks brought to you by Dana Dugar, candidate for state rep, District 48. And J.P. Terrio just lines it down the field, and it doesn't hit anybody, just rolls out the end zone, just a shot of a kickoff. So it'll be first and 10 for the Lorville Tigers from their own 20-yard line with 50.3 seconds left to go. Some movement there as wideouts, two to the far side, one here on the near side. And you got a wing back and a running back off his right shoulder, shotgun formation, handoff inside. Panthers hustling, trying to get to the corner, and a whole host of Panthers there drive him out of bounds, and that's Chris Anthony as he's driven out after a pickup about a yard. Stops the clock with 44 seconds left, and nothing fancy there, just trying to get a student body left going. Picks up a yard, be second and 9. 35-6 Panthers here in the second period. They've done a great job. Trey Henry's got a lot of yards running along with Trey Amos. Panthers, to my knowledge, Richard, I don't think they've thrown a pass.
I don't think so either.
So Zy Alexander in the shotgun, an inside hand. Oh, he's going to keep it himself. There's Chris Landry there, and he can't. He slipped and went to a knee right about the 20-yard line, as Chris Landry said, to make the tackle. And as he tried to make a move, his foot slipped out from under him. His knee hit the ground at the 20, so a loss of a yard. So on the clock moving, we're inside 20 seconds here in the second period. Panthers up 35-6. And we might have just seen the last play here in the second period, as I don't see any hustle on the part of the Lorville Tigers, and the clock's under 4, and that's going to be halftime. So we're heading to halftime here at Panther Stadium, where the Catholic Panthers hold a commanding 35-6 lead. Richard, any thoughts before we go into our halftime?
Okay, Tony, here we go.
Okay, you got Coach?
Coach got off to a fast start.
Yeah, you know, we kind of turned a corner a couple weeks ago on a practice field. You play like you practice. It's no secret, and we've been practicing well. Still got some things to clean up on special teams. So upset about that kick return. You know, something to work on right there. You know, but they go around and rough the punter, you know, which they had a chance to possibly get back in the game, you know, and that was just a major mistake on their part. But, you know, we got to come out on fire in the second half. Stop them again. Can't say enough about the defense. It's easy to talk about the offense when you have 35-7, but this is a direct reflection of the way our defense is playing.
Yeah, so those sideline reports brought to you by the Acadiana Hearing Center. Coach Indes, of course, they've had a boogaboo with the kickoff coverage. I think that's the third touchdown that the Panthers have been giving up on kick returns this year. So, as he said, we got to clean up some things on kickoff coverage. So, with that, we're going to take a 3-minute break. You listen to Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5. Of course, those timeouts brought to you by D.A. Beaudoux. We'll be right back after this. It's 35-6 Panthers. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Corey Averick, co-owner of R&R Glassworks. We specialize in auto and truck glass repair and replacement, window motors, and frameless shower doors. We also handle plexiglass and storefront repair and replacement. Give us a call at 365-9311 or come by and see us at 1006D 20 Arpit Road in New Iberia. So for all your glass needs, remember R&R Glassworks. Thank you and God bless.
Pelican Driving School wants to wish all of Iberia Parish schools the best of luck this football season. Pelican Driving School is privately owned, serving the New Iberia area. Pelican Driving School provides the finest driver education in all of Acadiana. Founded by Chelsea Marcharan, it has been instructing young adults for over 19 years. Pelican Driving School is located at 103C West Admiral Dahl Drive. That's at the corner of Providence and East Admiral Dahl. Register now for classes during the holidays. Call 364-0660 to become a certified driver. That's Pelican Driving School.
J.P. Thibodeau wants to thank everyone within the community for making the last 50 years truly exceptional, and they cannot wait for the next 50 years to come. J.P. Thibodeau is a family-owned dealership that's been in business since 1969 and prides itself in outstanding customer satisfaction. J.P. Thibodeau offers a large selection of new Nissan, Honda, and Kia cars, as well as an extensive selection of quality certified and pre-owned vehicles. At J.P. Thibodeau, it's not just about selling cars, it's about making sure their customers get the car they want at the price they want from a dealership that they can trust. And once they do get you into the car of your dreams, they want to make sure that you can always come back to the dealership for any questions, concerns, or service, and they'll treat your vehicle as if it's their very own, because in their minds, you are part of the JPT family. JP Thibodeau, Highway 90, Exit 126 in New Iberia. For more information, find them online at jpthibodeau.com.
Hi, I'm Tony Landry for Gulf America Wire Rope and Catholic High School. And at Gulf America Wire Rope is an all-field service company which is dedicated to speedy customer service and technical leadership. Gulf America Wire Rope is owned and operated by brothers Jed and Drew LeBlanc, both CHS graduates. Their knowledge and leadership skills were obtained through CHS has brought them success in the business world. Go visit Jed and Drew at their Broussard location, and they're always ready to talk CHS sports. And remember, go Big Red.
This ranch is not about cattle or animals. We're talking about plants and much, much more. That's the Landscape Ranch right here in New Iberia. You can find all sorts of plants such as annuals, palm trees, and container trees, as well as a variety of chemicals and fertilizers to keep them healthy. Locally owned, they provide bulk materials such as sand, soil, limestone, rock, and they'll deliver right to your doorstep. While you're there, you can visit their lobby. You'll find gifts provided by local artists. The Landscape Ranch, located where Jefferson Terrace meets Main Street.
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
We're back here at Panther Stadium where the Panthers at halftime with about 11 minutes left to go in left in halftime. They up 35-6, and we're going to go to the sideline. Our sideline report brought to you by Acadiana Hearing Center, and Richard's got Phillip Strieva there for some halftime stats. Rich, take it away.
Yep, thanks. Phillip's right here. He's got the stats. Here we go.
All right, guys. The Panthers, 11 first downs, 275 total yards, all rushing.
Finish up tonight's halftime show.
Louisville, 3 first downs, 68 total yards, 79 passing, negative 11 rushing. Leading rusher for the Panthers, Trey Henry, 130 yards, Trey Amos, 107. And we didn't throw the ball at all. Zay Alexander was 4 for 5 for 79 yards.
Yeah, he's pretty impressive. Go ahead, Rich.
That's it. Yep. Thank you, Philip. Yeah, so pretty one-sided, but as Brent talked about, he wants to fix a couple things at half with the special teams. He was frustrated with that return. But all in all, I think the second half he'll play a lot of the underclassmen.
Yeah, we'll see how the things work out early in the game. We've got about a little under 10 minutes left to go in halftime. We're going to go ahead and take another break. We're going to come back with the first half scoring recap. You're listening to Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5. Of course, all timeouts brought to you by D.A. Bowdoin. We'll be right back after this. Panthers up 35-6.
In 1945, Roy Bayrod started a company that would become one of the top mega transport companies in America. Since then, we've moved some of the heaviest and largest objects on the planet. Learn more at BayrodTrans.com. Bayrod, the mega transport experts.
This is Braden Bayrod. The Bayrod team is a proud supporter of the Louisville Tigers. We'd like to wish the team and our very own Andrew Bayrod and Hunter Freeu a great season. Go Tiger!
The Quarter Tavern at 910 East Main Street is the place to watch football. 14 TVs and half-price drinks and free food during Saints and LSU games. The Quarter Tavern is also your home for the best drink prices in DeBary. Most domestic beer is just $2 all day, every day, except when they're cheaper. And the happiest hours in New Iberia, 5 until 8, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, most drinks are just $1. The Quarter Tavern open 9 a.m. daily. Check out their Facebook page for their monthly and daily pop-up schedules.
Save big bucks
on big trucks. Get 0% interest for 72 months on all F-150s.
We make it easy to save at Arsenal Ford on Highway 90, just 10 minutes from Broussard, or online 24/7 at arsenalford.com.
Looking for a quick and easy, no-hassle loan? Look no longer and go visit Sherlow or Ruby at Allstate Credit. The good folks at Allstate Credit are willing to help you with a small loan. They will treat you as a special and personable customer because they've been serving New Iberia for almost a half a century. So stress no longer. Come visit Sherlow or Ruby at Allstate Credit at 1112 Center Street or call them at 364-4538. Allstate Credit, all the time.
Judy's Building Supplies at 700 North Main Street, your local hardware and lumber store for over 24 years, are proud supporters of Lauraville Athletics, and they're wishing them the best of luck this season. Judy's Building Supply continues to stock poultry feed and carries premium ground contact treated lumber. Remember to always shop and support your local business, Judy's Building Supplies, your local hardware and lumber store for over 24 years.
So what if you're walking out to your car after work today and it's been smashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who'll be there when you need them. Alfred Ackerlin, New Iberia, is that State Farm agent. He's got your back when things go wrong. So call him today at 365-5441. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
We're back here at Panther Stadium with the Catholic High Panthers lead at halftime by a score of 35-6. A little under 7 minutes left at halftime. Of course, the Panthers got the opening kickoff. The first, I shouldn't say play, but the first action in the game, Lauraville was in the neutral zone for a five-yard penalty. And Trey Amos, in the first play of the game, goes around left end and cuts across the field, goes 63 yards for a touchdown. And with 11:36 left to go in the game, it's 7-0 Panthers on the successful extra point. About 7 minutes later, Panthers get the ball back with a 37-yard drive. It wasn't much. Henry takes it 29 yards on a 4th and 2. 4:32 left to go here in the first quarter, and it's 14-0 Panthers. Panthers get the ball back again. They go march about 9 plays, go about 75 yards as Henry takes it in from 1 yard out with 8:18 left to go in the second period. It's 21-0 Panthers. Then Panthers get the ball back again two and a half minutes later. Amos goes 1 yard. PAT is good. It's a 34 yards, and it's a 48-yard drive, and the Panthers we're up by a score of 28-0, and just as you can blink your eye, Ethan Seymour takes a kickoff around the 5-yard line and hustles up right up the middle of the field, is stymied a little bit and breaks off to the right and gets away from the Panther frontage and headed down the far sideline and only had to outrun J.P. Thibodeau, but J.P. couldn't keep up about the 40-yard line. He had a little escort with one other player, and he takes it into the end zone. The extra point was blocked by, I think, number 10, Nick Bourne, and the Panthers are up 28-6. Then the Panthers take it again. They go 65 yards after the Lauraville kick went out of bounds. They spot the ball at the 35, and Trey Amos takes it in from 1 yard out after a nice drive of 65 yards. The extra point is good, and it's 6. Here in the halftime, and as you heard, Philip Strieber with the halftime stats, Catholic High pretty much has dominated. They've had approximately 200 yards more than Lauraville. Lauraville's got about 79 yards passing, and they had a negative, 11 yards rushing. Panthers hadn't thrown a pass yet tonight, had a little over 270 yards on the ground, which leading with Henry with 130-odd yards. I think Amos had about 107, so leading the Panther attack. So we got about a little over 4 minutes left to go here at halftime. We're going to take another break. You're listening to Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5. This is a DAA Bo Dewey timeout. We're going to be right back with more halftime after this.
Lauraville fans, listen up. Your hometown grocery store is Village Market, and they're still selling your favorite staples, groceries, meats, fresh fruits, and veggies. At the Village Market, the prices may be low, but there's no shortchanging on service. Visit Village Market in Lauraville, 120 Main Street, for all your tailgating supplies, and don't forget to look for them on Facebook. And remember, go Tigers. Village Market, they love saving you money. From the Kawasaki Ninja Sports Bikes to the Kawasaki Jet Ski Watercraft, Kawasaki and Romero Power Sports makes it easier than ever to put yourself on your dream machine. Right now, Romero Power Sports and Kawasaki are offering their lowest payments of the year on all Kawasaki vehicles. Choose from the great lineup of Kawasaki motorcycles, ATVs, Watercraft mule utility vehicles, and the Terex lineup of SUVs. Whatever you need, Romero Power Sports and Kawasaki offer great prices, financing, and the famous Romero service after the sale. Kawasaki and Romero's Power Sports, let the good times roll at 900 South Lewis Street in New Iberia.
The tradition continues. Hi, I'm Donald Hennigan with Hennigan Team Dentistry. I, along with my entire team, have served Iberia Parish and the surrounding communities for the past 39 years. I'm happy to announce that my daughter, Dr. Abigail Hennigan Daly, has just recently joined us as a dental associate. Together, we commit to offering the best possible dental care in a relationship of trust and confidence. Call our office today at 364-2156 and allow us to change the way you feel about dentistry. Go Panthers!
Find everything you need at amazing holiday deals during Home Furniture's Columbus Day Super Sale 2019. Find deep seating sectionals $9.98, solid wood queen beds $3.99, ultra plush queen mattresses $3.99. Home has 40,000 pieces of new furniture, mattresses, and accessories in style, in stock, on sale. In your home with next day delivery guaranteed. Plus no interest for 48 months with equal payments. See store for details. Columbus Day Super Sale 2019 through 8 p.m. Monday at all Home Furniture plus bedding locations.
It's one-stop shopping for all your fuel, food, and tailgating needs at the Spanish Lake Market on West Old Spanish Trail in New Iberia. They offer the Shell Fuel Rewards program, offering discounts every time you fill up tailgating. Their beer cave has the coldest beer around, along with a propane tank exchange. Whether it's early morning pick-me-ups or late-night snacking needs, they get you in and out quickly and on to the game. Open from 5 a.m. until midnight, 7 days a week. Visit them before or after the game.
The staff at Sugar Oaks Golf Course sends their best wishes to the Lorville Tigers high school football team. Sugar Oaks is owned and operated by Gil and Collie Primo. Sugar Oaks is one of the oldest golf courses in Acadiana, built in 1959. It has a long history with deep tradition, having hosted statewide golf tournaments such as the Louisiana Open. Take a step back in time and play a round of golf at Sugar Oaks. You'll be pleasantly surprised. And as always, go Tigers!
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
We're back here at Panther Stadium with the Panthers. We're here at halftime, 35-6 lead over the Lorville Tigers. As we gave you some of the scoring recap, of course, Panthers with Philip Streva, the statistician for the Panther team. Pretty much Panthers have dominated so far. A couple boo-boos by the Panthers. As they allowed a special team kickoff return for about 95 yards, give or take a yard or two. And I think that's the third time that's happened to the Panthers this year. I know Coach Indes said that talking with Richard earlier said that those are things they've got to clean up a little bit. Panthers sitting on a 2-3 record right now, their sixth game of the year. Of course, they played some heavyweights, Vermilion Catholic, tough game here, the opening game of the year. They got beat 43-32, and they allowed a kickoff return in that game. Then played Brobridge the next week, lost 20-9, which looked like a pretty good Brobridge team. Then followed that up with 5A Barb, and that was pretty much Barb, I even think, returned pick six, too, in that game. So some things to work on, but the Panthers looks like when they're running a 3 minutes down off the clock, but we're going to keep it right here because I got a feeling they're going to – Panthers and the Tigers are coming to their respective benches. And, Rich, I do think that – I don't know if we're going to have a three-minute
– Yeah, they just put three on. We're down to 2:30 right now.
That they did, but looks like the referee's bringing the ball out to the field. So we're going to hold it here and see if they're going to go ahead and kick it off and all. Of course, they're going to have a – I think they said they – are they going to take that hydration period here at the six-minute mark here in the third period?
I'm guessing they will. I think they just missed the first period.
Okay. Anyway, so referees at the field. Clock shows about 2 minutes right now. The Lorville return team's out on the field, and the Catholic High kicking team is coming out there right now. So we'll see if they're going to run this last 150 off the clock. Approximately 100 seconds left. So let's see as the referees have gathered right at midfield on the Panther. there at midfield. So let's see if they're going to instruct it down to go ahead and stop the clock right now. And they have it's go to 120. They're missing a zero right now. That's a minute 20. Need 12 minutes there. So there you go. It's 12 minutes now. So we're just about underway. Back deep for Lorville. I'm sure we're going to be Ethan Seymour who returned that kick. As always, kicking off for the Panthers, a left-footed kicker, J.P. Terrio. And Richard, I said earlier, when's the last time you've seen a left-handed, two left-handed quarterbacks and two left-handed kickers in a game? Very unusual. Very unusual. So waiting on Terrio. Officials, there's a whistle. We're getting ready to get underway here. As we open the third period, the Panthers up 35-6. There's the kickoff deep into the end zone, about 5 yards deep. And it'll be first and 10 for Lorville at the 20-yard line. No time off the clock since in Louisiana high school football, you cannot run a punt, an interception, a kickoff out of the end zone. So they bring it out to the 20-yard line. It'd be first and 10 for the Lorville Tigers from there. And Zy Alexander brings his team out. And as he's going to spread trips to here to the near side of the field, one wide receiver to the wide side. Shotgun formation sends Brian Patu in motion. Going to hand it off. He's going to take it himself as he rolls. Going to shoot one out here. And it overshoots his receiver. That's number 5 for Lorville at about the 40-yard line. Caleb Jacob.
Yeah, Tony, he didn't have a chance. It sailed a little bit on him. He didn't have a chance to catch it in bounds.
Can you tell if the field is maybe a little starting to get a little wet maybe with the humidity?
It's a little moist, but I don't think that's a difference.
Okay.
It's beautiful still. It's got a few little divots, but I'm sure Brown will fix those tomorrow.
So the clock stops on the incompletion. Only 10 seconds run off here to open up the third period. It's second and 10 from their own 20. The Tigers shotgun formation as he sends two wide outs here out here on the near side. Three trips to the wide, so he's got to buy in the backfield. He's in a shotgun, snap back to him. And it's somebody else back there as a right-handed thrower. And what a catch there by Alexander. One-handed stab at about the 40. Crosses midfield. He's got one man to beat. And that's Avery Guidry. And see if Adrian can't bring him down. And I think he pushed him out of bounds.
I saw Alexander on the catch.
Yes. A little trickery there as they put him out in the flat. And is that a touchdown? Did he stay?
No, he stepped out. But what a great one-handed catch.
Oh, man, that's things of football lore. What a catch. He had to reach behind him. Something like, I think of OJB, you know, with that catch at the end zone.
He stabbed it out of his hand. He stabbed it out of the air with his left hand.
That's right.
He just was able to get it to drop right into it. And, of course, this sideline report is brought to you by Acadiana Hearing Center, 425 East St. Peter Street.
They marked the ball about the 7-yard line, so it's first and goal. Tommy Romero first down. As let's see, Alexander's going to be up under center. And just a great play, great call by Coach Terry Martin. And looking back to the sideline, getting instructions on the play. First and goal from the 7. Clock stopped as he went out of bounds at the 7. Hand off there to Chris Anthony. He's got a little running room where he's at 24. Couldn't make that out of 24-26.
Chris Landry had him around the ankles, and William Regard had him up top.
Yeah, Jalen James, the junior running back, along with Chris Anthony, scoots out there. They knock him out right about the 1-yard line. So it'll be second and goal. Clock running 11:20 left to go here in the third period. 35-6 Panthers. Lorville, big knock on the door. Alexander pushes into the end zone. Pretty sure he's in. Waiting for the officials to raise their hand. There they go. So with 11:11 left to go here in the third period, Lorville gets on the board first on as they go 80 yards in 3 plays. Or check that, 4 plays. With 11:11 left to go here in the third period, looks like they might go for 2. So they're going to go for 2 as they line up, spot the ball at the 3-yard line. Shotgun formation. Got wide outs to the far side. He's going to take it himself, and he's going to just jump it over like a Tim Tebow jump pass, and looks like it's incomplete. As he just taught a little jump pass there, huh, Richard?
Yeah, broken up by number 17, Keith Dupree.
So a one-yard run, and Lorville 35-12 as they go 80 yards in one, two, three, four plays. And the honor is done by Alexander on a one-yard run. So with 11:10 left to go here in the third period, it's 35-12 Panthers. You're listening to Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Hi. I'll have a paycheck with flexible hours up to $2,500 for college and a side of fries.
Looking for a tasty job? McDonald's is way more than just a paycheck. I get to choose my own hours, learn new skills, and be part of an amazing team. Did I mention they sell delicious fries? Sure, I work at McDonald's, but McDonald's works for me. Check out how McDonald's can work for you at mcdonalds.com/careers.
Save big bucks
on big trucks. Get 0% interest for 72 months on all F-150s.
We make it easy to save at Arsenal Ford on Highway 90, just 10 minutes from Broussard, or online 24/7 at arsenalford.com.
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
Back here, it's 35-12. The kickoff by Lorville by Brian Patu is a squibber. Goes down as KK Reno picks it up. Has to go all the way back to the 6 to get it. Made a couple nice moves. Got up to about the, it looks like going to spot it at the Panther 22-yard line. So with 11:04 left to go here in the third period, it's 35-12 Panthers, as they have their first opportunity with the ball here in the second half. As Amos brings him up, he's up under center, wing back formation. Hand off to Henry, right off the left guard. He's got running room. He's up near the 30. Picks up about right at about 7 yards on the play. And nothing fancy there, Rich. Just right off left guard, it looked like.
Yeah, and he just cut off to, took a little angle and was able to get those yards. It was a pretty easy play.
So they bring in Avery Guidry right now with the play. They spot the ball to 28, so not quite, more like 6 yards. We'll call it second and four from the 28-yard line of the Panthers. Wingback formation. Up under center is Amos. Hand off inside. Nothing there, though. Nothing there for the Panthers. Henry might even have gotten anything.
It was a quick handoff, but it was even quicker play by Hans Luvia, the junior. On that tackle, he got into the backfield before without being touched, it seemed like.
So the nose guard from Lorville makes the play, brings up a third down and four again. Clock moving, be inside 10 minutes here in the third quarter, 35-12 Panthers. Up under center's Amos. He's got a wing back in, another inside handoff. He's got the first down by about a yard. And that's Henry pushing up near the 34-yard line. Don't know if that's where they'll spot it, but it is a Tommy Romero first down candidate for sheriff.
First down, Panthers!
They spot it at the 34 here on the near hash. And the Panther is looking to the sideline for Coach Indes. Play clock down to 25. They've got plenty of time to snap it. And he's instructing somebody. I think Coach Indes is instructing someone what they didn't do, Richard.
Yeah, he was talking to Nick Bourne, but I think he's straight now.
Okay, so the Panthers line up with their first and 10, play clock down to about 7. Up under center, inside handoff again, scooting forward across the 35, knocked down around the 38, possibly the 39 is Trey Henry. As he's carried a workload tonight, I guess his toe must be in pretty good, feeling pretty good. You know, he had a turf toe earlier in the year, and he's played a great game tonight. It's rushed for over 120, 30 yards.
And Chris Anthony on that tackle, he's been active tonight.
So Will Regard in with the play. Panthers have about 15 seconds to snap it. They break the huddle. Cast lot out to the wide. Tight formation again. KK Reno at one wing back along with Regard. Of course, Henry alone back sends a hit. The Panthers move too. Sure did. And it's going to bring up a second and 11. So a false start. So bring up a second down and 11. Clock stopped with the infraction. 8:39 left to go here in the third period. Panthers up 35-12. They mark it back to the 33-yard line. pretty good crowd here at Panther Stadium, as Lorville always has traveled pretty well. Panthers break the huddle. 15 seconds to snap. Plenty of time. Trey Amos up under center. Wingback formation. Kaslov wide. There's a handoff to K.K. Reno, getting across the 35, pushing up near the former line of scrimmage before the penalty. He's up near the 39-yard line. Bring up third down. We'll call it about five.
Nice tackle by Colin Jacob, number three. Low guy, but he shook the block and was able to make the tackle.
So right now the clock under 8 minutes here in the third period. Panthers trying to bring a little more beef as they bring in Russell Lewis. Big old 99. Coming out is Caslot. Panthers have about 10 seconds to snap the ball. They're already on the line of scrimmage. Trey Amos up under center. Sends a man in motion. Inside handoff. He's got the wide side of the field. Pitch out there to K.K. Reno. He's pushing forward. He's got the first down. He's pushed out of bounds into the Lorville bench. And he's across the 45 up to about the 46-yard line. They might mark it at the 45.
First down, Panthers!
So the Tommy Romero candidate for sure, first down, as they spot the ball right at the 45-yard line, the front end of the ball. Nothing fancy, just a little option left. Fine pitch to K.K. Reno by Trey Amos. Of course, he is left-handed, his dominant hand. Panthers tonight hadn't thrown a pass yet, so we'll see as Avery Guidry comes in. So, in the meantime, hurry to the line of scrimmage. It's Amos snaps the ball. He's going to come right. Stiff arms a man. He's going to cross the 50s inside the 45. Cuts back inside. He's pushed out of bounds inside the 40 and knocked down. There goes a flag for a late hit out of bounds against Lorville as Amos. And there goes another flag. And Coach Indes instructing one, I think it's going to be now, offsetting penalties, it looks like.
Yeah, this will take a little sorting out here.
Yeah, so it's a first down for the Panthers, though. And unsportsmanlike conduct against both teams. One was a late hit, and the other one's somebody mouthing off. Don't want to give a name. Anyway, here goes the referee. Personal foul against Lorville. And here he comes back. Unsportsmanlike conduct against Catholic High. They offset. So it brings up first down for the Panthers as they're going to move the chains. They spot the ball at the Lorville 38. Coach Indes had something to say to the guilty party with the Panthers. So he shoved him on the side. Anyway, Panthers have a first and 10. Tommy Romero, candidate for sheriff, first down. They spot the ball at the Lorville 38. Clock stopped on the run out of bounds, 7:20 left, 35-12 Panthers. They're driving again. Up under center is Trey Amos. Inside handoff to Trey Henry. He's got running room. Pulls inside the 35 down to about the 33. So pick up right about 5 yards on the play. And, you know, Richie's pretty much been the bull tonight for the Panthers, running up the gut, too. He's done a fine job.
Yes, he has. And that stop number 55 on that stop for Lorville, Austin Belair.
And, you know, I'm sure Trey Henry's going to sleep well tonight. Of course, he's got school tomorrow. It is a Thursday night, high school football here in Kane Radio, 1240 AM, 107.5 FM. As Trey Amos brings him up again, tight formation of the inside handoff. No, he's going to keep it. He's got on the 30, inside the 25. Scoots, and he's pushed out of bounds right at about the 23-yard line of Lorville. It's going to be another Panther first down. Tommy Romero, candidate for sheriff. As Trey Amos faked an inside handoff to Trey Henry, and manipulating the ball, pulled it back out and hit the short side of the field as he scooted inside the 25 where they mark him out right about the 22, possibly the 23.
That's amazing. He just was sort of gliding along and then he just turned it on.
Yeah, he put a burst on. He sure did. So it's first and 10 from, they say, the 22. Amos up in the center. He looks back to the sideline to Coach Indes for further instruction. Wingback formation. And there goes a flag, a legal procedure. Somebody moved for the Panthers, and it's going to cost them five.
I think that's on 99.
of course, to protect the guilty high school football. I don't think announces the guilty party. I don't know what the officials are talking about right now. Was there a neutral zone infraction? I don't think so, but that flag came from the backfield, the defensive backfield. They're going to wave it off. Wow. So they waved the flag off, and the referee looks like it's going to go over and tell Coach Terry Martin what the infraction was not. Anyway, he sticks the flag back in his pocket. Of course, it was the back judge that threw the flag. So 6:29 left to go here in the third period. It's 35-12. Panthers driving at the 22. First and 10. Inside handoff to Henry. He's got running room. He's inside the 15, pushing down near the 12 as he picks up close to another first down. Looks like they're telling him to move the chains. That's what they're going to do. So Tommy Romero, candidate for sheriff, first down. As the Panthers have a first and 10 from about the 12-yard line, so they can make a first down. Clock moving at 6 minutes. We're going to take that hydration timeout. Doesn't look like it. I don't know if they forgot or if they feel it's not an emergency. First pass of the evening, Trey Amos can't find anybody. He cuts back up the middle. He's got running rims down inside the five. Well, they're going to mark it at the five as his knee hit the ground.
So they still don't have a pass tonight, even though he went back.
He went back to throw it. He sure did. He looked like he was going to throw the football. I don't think that was a designated play.
No, I just think the receivers were covered.
Of course, as always, those sideline reports brought to you by Acadiana Herring Center at 425 East St. Peter Street. Here comes Nick Bourne in with a play for the Panthers. As Nick, along with Avery Guidry and Cazalot and a few others at Will Regard's another one to bring in the plays. Quickly, the Panthers get up to the line of scrimmage, up under center, handoff inside to Henry. He's got running room. He's trying to push into the end zone. Did he get in? Yes, he did get in. As he carries it in from 12 yards out, touchdown Panthers with 4:58 left to go here in the third period. It's 41-12 Panthers as Trey Henry takes it from 12 yards out. Panthers march 78 yards. And for the 12-yard run is Trey Henry. And that's his third touchdown of the night.
Kicks up.
And
it's good.
And the Dana Dugott candidate for state representative, District 48. And the kick is good. So it's 42-12 Panthers. We're going to take a quick break, a Bo Dewey timeout. You're listening to Kane Radio, AM 1240, FM 107.5. We'll be right back.
Pelican Driving School wants to wish all of Iberia Parish schools the best of luck this football season. Pelican Driving School is privately owned, serving the New Iberia area. Pelican Driving School provides the finest driver education in all of Acadiana. Founded by Chelsea Marcharan, it has been instructing young adults for over 19 years. Pelican Driving School is located at 103C West Admiral Dahl Drive. That's at the corner of Providence and East Admiral Dahl. Register now for classes during the holidays. Call 364-0660 to become a certified driver. That's Pelican Driving School.
Hi, this is Jeff Boggs inviting you to join us Saturday night, election night, for live election coverage. Brought to you in part by Hebert's Garden Center, St. Peter at Hopkins Street in New Iberia. We'll begin our coverage beginning at 7:30 with conversations with some of those running for office. And, of course, all the local election results. That's this Saturday night beginning at 7:30 here on Kane Radio AM 1240 and 107.5 FM.
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen. So the Panthers put up their 42nd place to kick off by J.P. Terrio as Seymour takes it around his 5-yard line, muscles it up to about the 26, where it'll be first and 10 for the Lorville Tigers with 4:48 left to go in the ball game. Oh, excuse me, the third quarter. Getting a little over anxious here, but this game has gone pretty quickly. Of course, when you're not throwing many passes tonight. I think Alexander was 4-5 in the first half, and Celtic High didn't attempt to pass. So shotgun formation. Alexander in the shotgun, waiting for the snap. He's got a man on his right shoulder. Got trips to the wide side of the field, one here on the near side. He's going to inside. No, he's going to shoot it out there, and it's broken up. Just a fine play by Panther cornerback. That's KK Reno. as he comes in and makes the play as the pass comes in to number five. Of course,
yeah, Tony, that was great timing on KK's part. He hit it right at the right time to break it up. Very well done.
Another fine football player for Catholic High, too, just a sophomore. He's started since his freshman year. Right at 6 foot, about 175 pounds, whereas number two. So he brings up second and 10. The clock stopped on the incompletion. Would have been a first down or very close to it. Alexander again in the shotgun formation. He's got trips to the wide side of the field. Nothing here on the short side, but he does have a tight end on that side. So let's see what happens. Waiting on the snap. It's back to him. He's going to hand off to number 24, and there's a Panther in the background there to bring him down. That's well regarded, looked like.
Number six.
Yeah, Weary got in on the tackle. Just a fine job, too.
And Ross Mobile was joined him on that one.
Yeah, he saw that play develop and was there in the backfield along with the handoff. A loss of about six on the play. They marked the ball back to the 20-yard line. So it brings up third down and 16 from their own 20. Shotgun formation. Trips here to the near side. One up wide out on the far side. Running back on his right shoulder. Waiting for the snap. There it is. Looking, the lefty looking, looking, looking. He's going to step up in the pocket and shoot one down. It's complete. I'm pretty sure he's close to a first down, too. What a throw. He's going to be a yard short, they say.
13, Logan Girard on that reception. Nice play, boy. He threw that on a rope.
That he did. I mean, and hit the receiver. They're complaining about where they spot the ball. I think they got a bad spot, too. I thought he was a little further up, but neither here nor there. It's fourth down. We'll call it fourth down about one or half yard. Tigers up in the center. Alexander, he's going to take it off right tackle. He's got the first down, though, so he made it. Of course, they're going to stop the clock with the first down made. Tommy Romero, candidate for sheriff. Of course, as always, all those kicks by Dana Dugott, candidate for state rep, District 48. And our timeouts by District Attorney Bo Dewey, Iberia, St. Martin, and St. Mary. Of course, our starting lineups brought to you by Abear's Garden Center. Richard Abear, I want to thank him for all the years he's done that for us here at Kane Radio. Shotgun formation, two wideouts here to the near side, one to the far, and he's got running backs and a little reverse there. He's got to drop back and shoot one way down the field. He's got a man open, and it's incomplete. It is caught.
Caught by number 13, Tony, but it was intended. Caught by 13, Logan Girard, but it looked like it was intended for Aiden Dooley, number 7.
Yeah, I think it went off of Dooley and it hit into Girard's hands. That was just a great play, and Alexander threw that ball right at about 50 yards too. So with 2:38 and the clock moving, Lauraville sitting at the Panther 21. It'll be first and 10 from there. Tommy Romero, candidate for sheriff, first down. As Alexander's in the shotgun. He's got two wide outs. And inside handoff to number 24. He's bulldogged down right after about a yard, maybe a two-yard gain. They're going to spot it at the 20. As Chris Landry, Richards had a pretty good night tonight.
Yeah, I'm standing right next to his proud papa right here, and he sure has had a good evening.
So right now it brings up, we'll call it second and nine at the Panther 20-yard line. Clock moving 140, probably get about 140 left in the third period, 42-12 Panthers. Lauraville driving, though, sends a man in motion, number two. Another inside handoff. No, he's going to keep it himself. He's got a man wide open in the end zone. And he shoots it out of bounds. But he had a man wide open. It got past a Panther defender.
Just off target.
If he'd have thrown it a little shorter, it'd have been a score. He had a Panther defender beat. So it brings up third down. And Lauraville is going to take a timeout, and so will we. You listen to Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5. It's 42-12 Panthers, 1:28 left to go in the third period. We'll be right back after this.
When considering your health care, you don't have to leave Iberia Parish for nationally recognized care and service. Iberia Medical Center has been serving the parish and surrounding communities since 1960. They're recognized nationally for patient care, receiving the Women's Choice Award as one of America's best hospitals for patient experience for two consecutive years. They've received the Studer Group Excellence in Patients Care Award for communication with doctors, and they were designated as one of Louisiana's top hospitals in both 2013 and 14. Iberia Medical Center, improving the health and quality of life in our community.
In 1945, Roy Berard started a company that would become one of the top mega transport companies in America. Since then, we've moved some of the heaviest and largest objects on the planet. Learn more at BerardTrans.com. Berard, the mega transport experts.
This is Braden Berard. The Berard team is a proud supporter of the Louisville Tigers. We'd like to wish the team and our very own Andrew Berard and Hunter Freeview a great season. Go Tigers!
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
Back here as the Louisville Tigers try to screen pass, had the Panthers all in Zaire Alexander's face. It's ball hits the dirt or the grass, and it'll bring up fourth down, fourth and nine. Clock stopped on the incompletion. Just nothing fancy there, Richard, trying to get some just the Panthers' over-aggressiveness, and he completes that pass. He might be still running. In the meantime, 42-12, minute 20 left in the third period. So Alexander looking to the sideline of Coach Martin, see what they're going to dial up here in fourth and nine at the Panther 20, down by 30 points late in the game on third period. He's going to look just a quick throw in there, and the Louisville receiver cannot hold on to the ball. He had the first down and hit him in the wrong spot in the hands. And it goes as an incomplete pass. And could have been a first down there, Rich, but it goes for naught.
Yeah, it was off center a little bit, but it was catchable. It just hit his hands, and he wasn't able to hold on to it.
So the Panthers get the turnover on downs with 1:14 left to go here in the third period. Panthers up 42-12. And Trey Amos coming back into the huddle. As the Panthers break the huddle quickly, they've got 5 seconds to snap the ball. Up under center, 2-1, snap. They get it off in time. Inside handoff, not getting much room. Gets it back out to about the up to about the 24. Pretty sure that might be Trey Henry. It is 4. So it brings up second down. We'll call it long 6, short 7. Ball's placed at the 24. Panthers had it right. Ball was placed it back into the ball. It was at the 20. So in with the play. Looks like Nick Booty bringing in a play for the Panthers. Number 28. Panthers break the huddle with 7 seconds left to snap it. Up under center. Man in motion. Snap it. Inside handoff. There goes Trey Henry. He's got the first down. And he's up near the 35-yard line. They got spotted probably at the 34.
He made a nice leap over the defender to get to the first down.
Yeah, Panther's helmet comes off. Looks like Larive, whose helmet came off. 62 going to come into the game for the Panthers, make his first appearance for the Panthers. Paul Bio, 10th grader, coming in for his first action as the helmet came off. Larive. So he got to come out the game. Panthers break the huddle with plenty of time, 15 seconds to snap it. Wingback formation, one wide out here. Looks like Nick Booty here on the short side of the field. And looks like the quarter's going to be run out. They're going to get hit with a delay game. No. Anyway, that's the end of the third quarter. It's 42-12 Panthers. And as always, these timeouts brought to you by D.A. Bo Dewey. We'll be back with the fourth and final period. You're listening to Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5. We'll be right back.
Morris Hike and Michael Hike, attorneys at law, obtaining over $10 million in judgments and settlements, over 10,000 hours of courtroom experience, personally meeting with each and every client. Morris Hike and Michael Hike. We live here. We work here. We play here. When you need an attorney, you need the hometown advantage. Morris Hike and Michael Hike, attorneys at law. West St. Peter Street, New Iberia.
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
We're back here at Panther Stadium where the Panthers heading to the fourth quarter hold a commanding 42-12 lead. And at the ball is at the Panthers' 34-yard line. They're heading now here in this final period from our right to our left. So they're heading towards Admiral Dahl, if you're familiar with Panther Stadium. Of course, as always, those timeouts are brought to you by District Attorney Bo Dewey, by Iberia, St. Martin, and St. Mary. First downs brought to you by Tommy Romero, candidate for sheriff. And another Panther into the ball game here. At a line position, trying to see who that may be. So up under center is Trey Amos. Sends a man in motion. He's going to get it. He's got a little running room. That's KK Reno trying to spin in, but he's up to about the 37. Pick up right about 3 yards. Nothing doing, but some tough running by KK. 72 made his appearance into the game for the Panthers. That's Marcus Jacob. Marcus making his first appearance of the evening. Here comes Will Regard into the game with the play. Play clock down to about 10 seconds. Panthers break the huddle. Their infamous wingback formation. Man in motion. Handoff inside by a Panther running back. And let's see who that is. It looks like KK. No, for Trey.
It's Trey Henry.
Yeah, it is Trey Henry.
Nice run off to the side. Just bumped, still got out of bounds. Across the sideline report. Brought to you by Katie on the hearing. Center 425 East St. Peter Street.
And first down Panthers. Tommy Romero, candidate for sheriff. First down as he didn't get out of bounds, but picks up the necessary yardage. He's up to the 46-yard line. Where it'll be first and 10 as Chris Landry comes in with a play. Also, Nick Booty. And they're going to split them out. It's KK Reno, the one long wingback. And a handoff inside to Henry. He's got a little running room. Breaks it outside. He's pushing forward to a first down. He's got about 8 yards on the play as he's over the 50-yard line down to about the 46 of the Tigers.
47-yard line.
It's going to be second and two for the Panthers. Clock running with right at 10 minutes left to go here in the fourth and final period. They're up 42-12. That's Coach Indes. Pretty sure he's instructed Trey Henry just to burn some clock. Here comes Nick Bourne into the ball game with a play. Get the snap off around 9:40 left to go in the period, the fourth and final period. As the Panther offense comes quickly to the line, they've got 3 seconds to snap it. They do. There's a handoff trying to break outside. It's KK Reno, and there's a Tiger there to show him the ground. Of course, it's Brian Patu in on the play just a fine defensive play as the Panthers lose right about 3 yards on the play.
Yeah, Brian Patu on that tackle again.
So it brings up third down and five from the Tiger 49. Clock probably be inside 9 minutes when they get this next snap off as Will Regard comes in with the play. Panther faithful, it's kind of quiet here up in the stands. We'll see what transpires now. So there's the play, and that's big running room for Trey Henry right off right guard. He's breaking tackles inside the 35, inside the 30 in the rugby scrum as he's hauling players down the field with him. As first down Panthers, of course. What a nice pickup there. Right at about, we'll say, about 20 yards, 22-yard pickup. So they spot the ball at the Tiger 28, 8:29 left to go in the game, 42-12 Panthers. And it looks like Coach Indes is just trying to just let the air out the balloon.
Hey, Tony, Trey's got about 219, 20 yards already.
Wow. He's been the workhorse tonight. And they move him over. And Coach Indes is He's still coaching up by 30 points. So with 8:07 left, the Catholic High's got to call a timeout. We'll take one here, D.A. Bo Dewey timeout. You're listening to Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5. We'll be right back after this break.
Judy's Building Supplies at 700 North Main Street, your local hardware and lumber store for over 24 years, are proud supporters of Lauraville Athletics, and they're wishing them the best of luck this season. Judy's Building Supply continues to stock poultry feed and carries premium ground contact treated lumber. Remember to always shop and support your local business, Judy's Building Supplies, your local hardware and lumber store for over 24 years.
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
We're back here at Panther Stadium, where the Panthers hold a commanding 42-12 lead with 8:07 left to go in the ball game, and Coach Hendez still coaching. Somebody lined up in the wrong position, and he was throwing a little tantrum there, but called timeout quickly. And as the Panthers regroup, heading back to the field, they got a first and 10 from the Lauraville 28-yard line. As the Panthers have Trey Amos under center, wingback formation. Sending it's going to be kept by Trey Amos. He slips as he crosses inside or pushes near the 20, but he slips down right after about a 2 or 3 yard pickup. Not much there. As he's inside the 25. Let's see where they're going to spot the ball. He picked up a little more than I thought as he gets down to about the 21. So it'd be a pickup of 7, possibly as much as 8, as the front end of the football is a little past the 21-yard line, right out at the front end. Clock moving with 7:25 left to go here in the fourth and final period. Panthers up 42-12. As Trey Amos brings them up. Under center, handoff inside to Trey Henry. Henry's got the first down. He said he breaks another tackle. He's right at a knockdown at the 15. As he picks up the necessary yardage for the first down, right at about 6 yards. Let's see if they spot it at the 16-yard line, it looks like. Panthers just letting air out the ball. As Trey Amos looking over near... You know, Rich, as much as the Lauraville Tigers had a lot of two-way players, I don't see him being too tired right now.
No, they're not giving up, that's for sure, and they're getting a little chippy, kid.
So an inside handoff to Trey Henry, bust a tackle inside, finding running room. He's trying to get inside the 5, down to about the 4-yard line. That's going to be another Tommy Romero candidate for sure, first down, as Henry just kept breaking tackles. As I said earlier in the broadcast, he's going to sleep well tonight. As you said, he had a little over 200, almost 220 yards. He's pretty much added about another 20, 30 yards onto that tonight. So
yeah, he was. You could tell he could see the end zone on that one. He thought he was getting there. He was a little frustrated he didn't.
Yeah, he's getting a blow right now as they bring in Marcos Austin, who will be at the fullback position up under center, and a handoff to Marcus. He's trying to find running room, fresh legs. He's close, but he's not into the end zone. I think I spotted right inside the 1, it looks like. So it'd be a second and goal.
Yeah, less than a yard.
So Austin's in the game for the Panthers, also in at a tackle position. It, of course, Ian Nathan has done a fine job at left tackle for the Panthers tonight. So clock moving, 5:27, 5:26. Panthers have a second and goal from about the 1-foot line. Trey Amos up under center. He's going to take the honors himself as he just jumps over the stack. And he's into the end zone for the touchdown with 5:15 left to go here in the fourth period as the Panthers tackle on another touchdown. As they go pretty far. So with here in the fourth and final period, with 5:15 left, the Panthers just letting the air out the ball as Trey Amos, 1 yard run.
And that's at the point out for the Panthers for the 41, John Patrick
Terrio. And left footed John Patrick Terrio into try the for the 49th point. There's a snap, the hole's down, Terrio, he kicks up. Did he get over the crossbar? It didn't make it. It just looked like it might have gone off He got too much of the ball, wouldn't hard kick at all, and just left it the upright. So the PAT was no good. So it's 48-12 Panthers with 5:15 left to go in the football game. You listen to Kane Radio, AM 1240, FM 107.5, District DA. Bo Dewey timeout. We'll be right back.
With more than 20 years of service to Acadiana, Action Specialties is the leading provider of uniforms, workwear, screen printing, and promotional products in the South. When it comes to building your brand, Action Specialties has you covered. Whether you need signs and decals for your business, T-shirts and polos for your office, or FR uniforms for your workforce, call Action Specialties for all of your logoed needs. To plan your next project, call Action Specialties at 337-367-1664 or visit us on the web at actionspecialties.com. That's actionspecialties.com.
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
So we're back here at Panther Stadium. Panthers up 48-12 with 5:15 left to go, waiting for J.P. Terrio's left-footed kickoff. There it is. Nice high end-over-end kick coming down. It's a Simon or Simo at about the 3. He's got a little running room. He pushes across the 20. And he's finally knocked down at about the 26-yard line. Nice return by Mr. Seymour, who's already brought one back 95 yards tonight for six of the 12 points that the Tigers have scored. Panthers, let's see if might see some wholesale changes out there. Still see Mo Bear along with 10 Nick Bourne. 1 Shea Lee has looked like he's on the field. 2 KK Reno back at safety. Looks like Chris Landry still on the field. Sitting, trying to see who the cornerback is on the other side.
Luke Rosenzweig is in, 74.
Yeah, Nick Bourne still in the game. So, shotgun formation. 2 wideouts here to the near side. 1 to the 2 to the far side. Running back on his left shoulder. He's going to zing one out there. It's caught at about the 30-yard line and pushed out of bounds.
He's coming down right around the Tiger 33-yard line.
And the clock's still moving here. So pick up right at about 7 yards on the play, possibly 8.
Caleb Jacob on the completion. Caleb Jacob, new quarterback.
So Lorville giving a backup a little chance to play here late in the game with 4:37 left to go. Lorville breaks the huddle. And shotgun formation. Panthers have a couple of new jerseys on the field, not many. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Inside handoff, looking for running room. Nothing there. It's going to gain nothing. It's going to be a third down, about the same. Or a short 2. Spot the ball at the 34 of Lorville. Clock moving. It'll be inside 4 minutes on this next snap.
Russell Davis on that tackle with William Rigor.
Third down, Tigers.
So it's third down, and we'll call it 1. Shotgun formation. Let's see if Alexander's still in the ball game. Nope. New quarterback rolling right, being chased by a host of Panthers. Shoots one out there. He's got a man right at about the 45 of Lorville, giving up ground. And he's going to have the first down, though, at the 45-yard line of Lorville. So that's a Tommy Romero, candidate for sheriff, first down. 3:36 and the clock, they move the change for the first down. So they spotted at the Lorville 44-yard line. And looking for a play for the Tigers. Going to be number 5 taking the snaps for the Lorville Tigers, and it's going to be Caleb Jacob. And he takes it back, looking for running room. He's got a little room. He picks up. He went back to pass and just jiggled back up the field to about the 49-yard line of the Tigers. They bring up second down. We'll call it 6.
Good pursuit by Carson Stiles, 53.
They have. So with that, we'll call it 2nd and 6. The ball's spotted at the Lorville 49-yard line. Some of these players getting gassy hands on their hips. Shotgun formation. Got 2 wideouts to the wide side, 1 here on the near side. Snap back to Jacob, inside handoff, looking for running room. Is 24. He's got a little running room. He's got the first down, runs over a Panther ball carrier, and brings it down to about the 43 or 40, possibly the 42. They spot it at the 42. Tommy Romero, candidate for sheriff, first down. As Lorville's driving with a backup quarterback in the game, number 5. course, that being Caleb Jacob, sophomore quarterback. Looks pretty good. Shotgun formation, ball at Panther 42-yard line. Clock going to be inside 2 minutes momentarily. He's going to shoot one way down the field. Panther coverage, and it's caught by the Tiger at about the 10-yard line. Jukes a couple Panthers, and he's into the end zone. What a nice fine catch, and juked out two Panthers to get into the end zone right at the corner of the pylon, and the Lowerville puts up their third TD of the night. It's 48-18 with 1:51 left to go in the ball game. And you know, nothing fancy there, Rich.
No, he made a nice throw to the corner, and the receiver just was able to get up, time it right, and pull it down, and then had the wherewithal to shake a couple of them and get to the end zone.
And that he did. So they're going to try the extra point here with number 80 trying the extra point. Or is that 30 or 80? And he kicks up. It's good.
No good.
So with 1:51 left to go in the game, it's 48-18 Panthers over the Lowerville Tigers. You're listening to Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5. We'll be right back with the final 2 minutes after this.
Lowerville fans, listen up. Your hometown grocery store is Village Market, and they're still selling your favorite staples, groceries, meats, fresh fruits, and veggies. At the Village Market, the prices may be low, but there's no shortchanging on service. Visit Village Market in Lowerville, 120 Main Street, for all your tailgating supplies, and don't forget to look for them on Facebook. And remember, go Tigers. Village Market, they love saving you money.
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
You're listening to Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5. As the Panthers right now have complete control of this game and have had for, and when it was 28-0, Tigers have come back to try to make a game of it. But the Panthers are still holding strong here as we're waiting for the Lowerville kickoff here. As Lowerville scores on a nice pass play by Caleb Jacob to his receiver. And it went about 20 yards, a little over 20 yards in the air as it kicked to a Panther down near the 30-yard line. He slips right around the 31. So it'd be Amos with the catch. So with 1:51, the Lowerville scores their third touchdown tonight on a nice pass play of about 30 yards. So Panthers bringing in a lot of fresh jerseys, it looks like, to run off the last 1:44 here of the game. So just a few moments left. Panthers up comfortably with 1:44 left to go in the game. Tight formation and just going to hit a knee there. Try to see who the quarterback is. Usually it's Leapry. 16, that's Lane Leapry. And, Rich, could you spot if it was 16? I can't see with that here. As Coach Indes still coaching.
It's 35.
That quarterback?
John Chauvin.
It's 30-something. It's not. You sure it's not?
It's 35.
Okay. Well, waiting for the second and 11 snap as he just took the snap and hit a knee. And the clock is under a minute now. It'll be third down and 12. And one more snap, and this game's pretty much over unless Lowerville wants to call a timeout. So coming in, number 24 for the Panthers. Is that Ross Mobert playing a little offense here? So the Panthers are going to snap it with about, I guess, about 20 seconds left. Up under center, there goes the knee. As the Panthers, it looks like it's not Leapry.
It should do it.
It should. So with 15 seconds left and a 48-18 ball game, that should be the final. Rich, if you want to catch Coach Indes in about 2 minutes. So we're going to take a two-minute break. You listen to Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5. We'll be back with an interview with Coach Indes right after this.
Hi, my name is Dr. Abigail Hennigan Daly, and I'm so excited to share that I've partnered with my dad at Hennigan Team Dentistry. My roots are here in Iberia Parish. I grew up in the practice, and I'm a Catholic High alumni. Being able to come home and serve the people of Iberia Parish and the surrounding areas is a dream come true and a complete honor. Allow me to continue the tradition by caring for and uniting with you to develop a beautiful, healthy smile. Call our office today at 364-2156 and schedule an appointment. We look forward to hearing from you.
The staff at Sugar Oaks Golf Course sends their best wishes to the Lorville Tigers High School football team. Sugar Oaks is owned and operated by Gil and Collie Primo. Sugar Oaks is one of the oldest golf courses in Acadiana, built in 1959. It has a long history with deep tradition, having hosted statewide golf tournaments such as the Louisiana Open. Take a step back in time and play a round of golf at Sugar Oaks. You'll be pleasantly surprised. And as always, go Tigers!
The Quarter Tavern at 910 East Main Street is the place to watch football. 14 TVs and half-price drinks and free food during Saints and LSU games. The Quarter Tavern is also your home for the best drink prices in the Barry. Most domestic beer is just $2 all day, every day, except when they're cheaper. And the happiest hours in New Iberia, 5 until 8, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, most drinks are just a dollar. The Quarter Tavern open 9 a.m. daily. Check out their Facebook page for their monthly and daily pop-up schedules.
Save big bucks
on big trucks. Get 0% interest for 72 months on all F-150s.
We make it easy to save at Arsenal Ford on Highway 90, just 10 minutes from Broussard, or online 24/7 at arsenalford.com.
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
Well, Jude, you got Coach Indes with you?
Yes, yes.
Go ahead.
All right. Coach, not one pass in the game.
Really?
He tried one, but yeah. He ended up running it.
Yeah, you know, when you're running it like we did, I would imagine we probably rushed over 400 yards. You know, it's always nice in a rivalry. You know, hey, we don't like them very much. They don't like us very much. You know, that's Catholic High Lorville. You know, since the rivalry's been renewed in 2010, I believe that's nine straight. So something we're proud of, something that we, you know, that we take pride in, and the kids they know it. And three straight, we're going to play three struggling teams the next 3 weeks. Although West St. Mary, they're explosive on offense, but you know, the next 3 weeks we got to really start working on us and just getting better. We're just making some mistakes. We're not playing clean all the way through, especially on special teams. Can't jump off sides on punt return. Can't give up. Can't lose contain on a kick return. That's just, honestly, that's bad coaching. And we got to fix that.
Okay. Thank you, Coach. Good luck. Okay, we got Phillip with some
stats. Go ahead. Throw some stats there.
23 first down for the Panthers. 435 total yards, and that was all rushing. Lorville, 10 first downs, 276 total, and 269 passing. Catholic High, individually, Trey Henry had 236 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns. Trey Amos, 149 and 4 touchdowns. And that's pretty much the highlights. Is there anything else you're curious about?
No turnovers in this game either.
No turnovers?
No interceptions, no fumbles?
No, not at all.
Have an interception if you don't have a pass.
Pretty clean game, you know.
Yeah, we had no interceptions.
That's right.
No turnovers tonight. Caleb Jacob was 4 for 4, 133, and Zai Alexander had 123 receiving tonight with a touchdown. But anyway, Catholic High ran the ball the whole night, 435.
Good. Thank you, Philip.
Yeah.
Of course, these sideline reports are brought to you by Acadiana Hearing Center, 425 East St. Peter. Back to you, Tony.
Thank you, Richard. And, of course, as the Panthers jumped out to a 28-0 lead, then Lorville returned a kickoff, a touchdown, missed the extra point. Panthers come back again and score. And to make it a 35-6 game, Lorville comes back again. A long pass play makes it 35-12. They missed an extra point. They went for two in the first one. Then Catholic High scores two more touchdowns. Lorville scores at the end of the game, and we end up 48-18. Next week with our broadcast, we're going to be Kane Radio. I'll be doing Nish, and Nish will be taking on Acadiana over at Nish home field. So pregame's about 6:10 to kick off, be at 7 o'clock. With that, we also just want to wrap this up here. This game was brought to you in part by Alfred Acker Insurance, Armitage Jewelry, Spanish Lake Market, Heitman, Dillon Grubbs, Gulf America Wire Rope, Ramirez Power Sports, The Landscape Ranch, Sestra Wealth Management, Hennigan Team Dentistry, Hike and Hike Attorneys, Freeman's Furniture, Action Specialties, Tommy Romero, candidate for sheriff, Allstate Credit, Ornard Glass, Landry Watkins, Rapaski and Bro, Pelican Driving School, Coca-Cola of New Iberia, Arsenal Ford, Iberia Medical Center, McDonald's, your local McDonald's, Shirtai Apartments, Quarter Tavern, J.P. Thibodeau, District Attorney Bo Dewey, Abear's Garden Center, Acadiana Hearing Center, Dana Dugat, candidate for State Rep, District 48, Sugar Oats, Judy's Building Supplies, Village Market, Bayrod Transportation, and Home Furniture. And want to thanks go out to Jeff Boggs, who's pinch hitting tonight for Marty, who both do just an excellent job of engineering our broadcast. And with that, your happy final, 48-18, the Panthers over the Lorville Tigers. And with that, we'll say good night and God bless.